The right-hander, Chip Cohn, has been announced because he was on the lineup card. And Felix Van Dee is getting a laugh because he is standing in the batter's box. As Chip Cohn was announced, it is Felix Van Dee. Right-hand hitter as John Wyatt goes into the windup. And here's the first pitch of the ball game. It's in there for a called strike one. Bill Kenneman of the American League is the umpire behind the plate this afternoon. At first base, Paul Pryor of the National League. At second base, Joe Lincelotta of the American League. And around at third, Big Tom Gorman of the National League. Strike one count to Felix Mancilla. Wide stance at the plate, stands deep in the batter's box. John Wyatt winds and fires. There's a line drive going out into center field. Jose Turnbull drops the ball in center field. And Mancilla is on at first as the relay comes on back into the infield. It is a line drive into center. Jose Turnbull came in, got his glove on it, and then dropped the ball. So the Mets have a base runner on.
The batter, ladies
and Rod Caneal is coming up.
Felix Mancilla, number 18.
Second baseman Rod Caneal is coming up now.
Number 33.
Starting for the second consecutive day at second base. Caneal brings a batting average of .429 into this afternoon's ball game for the New York Mets. As the bat cuts, that pitch sails high and it's ball one. Felix Mancilla on at first. Just before the ball game, manager Hank Bauer of the Kansas City Athletics was talking about this fella Caneal. He thinks a great deal of him. Wyatt throws over to first. Mancilla getting back safely. Right again, Wyatt is up into the stretch. He's running, and there's a ground ball foul. Hit and run on that time for the New York Mets. The Mets this spring have won 6 games and lost 7. They have played 6 consecutive games decided by 1 run. They have won 3 of those and lost 3 of them. The Mets have a 3-game winning streak going. They have defeated consecutively the Detroit Tigers, the New York Yankees, and the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Kansas City Athletics also have won 3 straight ball games. The Kansas City A's, managed by Hike Bauer, have a spring record of 8 victories and 5 losses. Mancilla leads at first. He's running again. There's a pitch. Ground ball to the right side. Fielded by first baseman Norm Steven. Kicked away, and he is out at first. Both runners safe. Runners at first and second. Norm Steven, the first baseman, had a big glove on it and kicked it away. And so Caneal is on his way.
Just fell.
An error on Norm Steven at first. So now, the New York Mets have runners at first and second. There's nobody out in Gus Bell. The right fielder is coming up. Defensively, the Kansas City Athletics this afternoon have Norm Steven at first base, Jerry Luffy at second base, Dick Houser at shortstop, Wayne Tarzi at third. Manny Jimenez is in left, Jose Tartable is in center, and Gino Cimoli is in right. The catcher is Haywood Sullivan, and the pitcher is John Wyatt. For the Mets, Red Crest is coaching at first base this afternoon. Sally Hemus is the coach around at third. Left-hand batter, Gus Bell, waiting for the pitch. It's low for ball one. Gus Bell's springtime batting average, 152. Count of one ball to Gus Bell. The New York Mets batting here in the top half of the first inning at County Mike Field in West Palm Beach, Florida. Runners take their leads at first and second. Wyatt stretches and pitches. It's in there for a call, strike one. It's 1-1 now. Gus Bell watching it over. Manager Casey Stengel and Hank Bauer, who played for him for very many years, where the New York Yankees had quite a session before the ball game. When they finished early this morning, I asked Hank Bauer what they talked about. He said, Casey told me his troubles, and I told him mine. Now, Gus Bell backs out of the batter's box, reaches down to get a handful of dirt. Pass to him is 1-1. There is nobody out here. Ball game just getting underway this Saturday afternoon in West Palm Beach, Florida. Wyatt pitches, and this one is popped up to the left side. Coming fast is Manny Jimenez, the left fielder. He's under, he's waiting, and he has it. There's no advance. One man out as Gus Bell has slid to Jose Jimenez in left field. Mancia holding it second. Danil holding it first. And that brings up Frank Thomas, right-hand batter. Cleanup man in manager Casey Stengel's batting order. John Wyatt, the starting pitcher this afternoon for Hightower's Kansas City A's, is 27 years of age. He's 6 feet tall, weighs 195. Purchased in 1956 from El Paso of the Southwest League. He was up with the big club at Kansas City last year. Got into five games and pitched only seven innings in relief. No records. With Portsmouth last year, he won nine and lost three. Right, Wyatt is into the stretch position. Here's the pitch. That's a line drive. It's going down the line, and that's a fair ball. Mancia turns it, turning, he's coming out. Jimenez has the ball in left, fires it back into second base. And the runners at second and third, one run in the Mets lead by a score of 1-0. Frank Thomas with a stand-up double. Just inside the bag and down the line and left. It scored Mancia from second, Kent Camille from first to third. So the next runners at second and third, and Gil Hodges, the first baseman, coming up. Gil Hodges has a springtime batting average of 222. Don Zimmer now in the on-deck circle. There is one man out. Gil Hodges set now. Here's the pitch. He takes it high for ball one. Gil Hodges getting back into the lineup of the New York Mets here this afternoon. Jim Marshall played the entire game at first base yesterday. I just started against the Yankees day before yesterday, played about half the ball game, and then Marshall relieved him then. The runner's in scoring position. Here is a fly ball going deep to left field. Jimenez is going back now. Tagged up at third is Keneal. He's fast man, and he's coming on, and the throw comes in. But Keneal comes across standing up. So it's 2-0. The New York Mets out in front of Gil Hodges. Lifts a sacrifice fly to Manny Jimenez in left field. Hodges gets credit for a run batted in. And right-hand hitter Don Zimmer comes up. Frank Thomas holding it second on the play. New York Mets 2 and the Kansas City A's nothing. You're in the top half of the first inning.
Number 17, Don Zimmer. Don Zimmer, third baseman.
Don Zimmer with a batting average of 333 in Grapefruit League competition. Wyatt checks and fires, and there's one popped up foul on toward first base. Seaburn is digging. Can't get there. Norm Seaburn, the first baseman, digging over, but could not reach the ball, so it goes as a strike to Don Zimmer. Zimmer has been up 39 times, has 13 base hits this spring. 333. John Wyatt on the mound, looking in to get the sign out from catcher Haywood Sullivan. One time, he was an outstanding two-formation quarterback for the University of Florida. Here's the pitch, and that's a drive. That's in there in left field for a base hit. Thomas turns at third and is coming out. Jimenez fires the ball in, and it is cut off, going to second. Zimmer sliding in, and he is out at second base. The run does count as Frank Thomas crossed the plate, gives Zimmer a single to left, a run batted in, and he was thrown out at second base. So it goes there from 7-5-4, as Wayne Tarzi was the man who backed up to the center of the infield and took the throw. And Zimmer is out of there, 7-5-3, and the New York Mets go down in the top half of the first inning, but they got three runs on two hits. There were two errors and nobody left on base. And so at the end of one half inning of play, the score is the New York Mets 3 and the Kansas City A's nothing. Now for a change of pace, a musical medley. This is Lindsey Nelson with Bob Murphy and Ralph Kiner at County Mac Field in West Palm Beach, Florida, where the New York Mets got three unearned runs in the top half of the first inning. And now Dick Hauser will lead off. Dick Hauser, right-hand batter, shortstop for the Kansas City A's.
And on the mound today for the New York Mets,
right-handed Bob Miller. Here's a pitch and a throw for ball one. Catcher Hobie Landreth this afternoon. Miller's been in three games. He has pitched 13 innings, allowed four runs, 14 hits in the 13 innings. He has walked seven, struck out nine. Pitches in there for a called strike one. It's 1-1 now. Miller's record, no victories and one loss this spring. New York Mets are counting on him for frontline duty. Came to them from the St. Louis Cardinals. There's a ground ball to third base. Backhanded by Zimmer. Straightens up, fires over to first to Hodges. He's out at first base. So Dick Houser has grounded out. Don Zimmer to Gil Hodges. From third to first, there is one man up, and that will bring up Jose Tartabull. Tartabull. He's a center fielder. Jen Juegos, Cuba. 22 years of age. Weighs 165 pounds. He's a left-hand batter. Bob Miller dips into the full windup.
Here's the pitch.
He dumps it down the third baseline. Zimmer Bear has it. Throws over to Hodges at first, but not in time. He beat it out for a base hit.
A speedster, Jose Tartabull,
dumped the ball down the third baseline. Zimmer came in, fielded it barehanded, and fired over to first. The play was handled cleanly, but just not in time.
So it goes as a base hit
for Tartabull, and that will bring up Jerry Lepe, formerly with the New York Yankees. Lepe is the second baseman of the Kansas City Athletics. Left-hand batter.
Number 11, Lumpy. Jerry Lumpy, second baseman.
Gil Hodges holding against the run of Tartabull at first. One man out for the A's. On a sunny, somewhat windy afternoon in West Palm Beach, here's the pitch. It's a called strike to Jerry Lumpy. Lumpy is 28 years of age. From Springfield, Missouri, originally. Throw over to first base. Tartabull gets back safely. Hodges returns to throw to Miller at the mound. Lumpy still standing in there at the plate. The pitch, down low. It's 1-1. Lumpy was traded to Kansas City from the New York Yankees, along with pitchers Johnny Cash and Tom Sturdivant, for pitcher Ralph Curry and infielder Hector Lopez. That was in 1959, early in the season. The pitch fouled off. This is out of play. So it's one ball and two strikes to Jerry Lumpy. Came up to the New York Yankees for the first time in 1956. Back again in 57. That year in 40 games, he hit 340 for the New York Yankees. Jerry Lumpy. He was in the World Series in 57 and 58 for the Yankees. Miller into the stretch now. Tartabull leads. Here's the pitch to Lumpy, and there's a fly ball going deep to right field. Gus Bell is going back. Gus going as far as he can, and this was over the wall for a home run for Jerry Lumpy. Left-hand batter Jerry Lumpy pulling Edwin over the right field fence, scoring Tartabull ahead of him. Tartabull is coming across the plate. Here comes Jerry Lumpy, and it's a 3-2 ball game. Two-run homer by Jerry Lumpy. That will bring up Norm Seaborn, also formerly of the Yankees.
Number 7, Norm Seaborn. Norm Seaborn, first baseman.
So one big swing of Jerry Lumpy's bat gets two of the runs back quickly for the Kansas City A's, and here is left-hand batter Norm Seaborn. Bob Miller into the windup. The pitch goes high for a ball. Stevens, 28 years of age. We're in the bottom half of the first inning. Pitch goes high for ball. It's 2-0 to Norm Seaborn. He was traded to Kansas City by the Yankees, along with pitcher Don Larson, first baseman Marv Thornberry, and outfielder Hank Bauer.
for first baseman Kent Hadley, shortstop Joe DeMacy, and outfielder Roger Maris. That was on December 11th, 1959. Pitch goes outside. It's 3-0 now to Seaborn. Hank Bauer, of course, has since become the manager of this Kansas City team. And 0 pitch from Miller to Seaborn. Ball four, and he walked him on four pitch balls. And that brings up Manny Jimenez, left fielder.
Manny Jimenez, left fielder.
Jimenez is a left hand batter, 22 years of age, 6'185. Came to Kansas City from the Milwaukee organization. It's a call, strike one, demanding Jimenez. He was traded to Kansas City by Milwaukee with infielder Ed Charles and catcher Jose Askew and pitcher Bob Shaw and infielder Lou Klimchuk. It was Manny Jimenez with Charles and Askew for Bob Shaw and Lou Klimchuk. That pitch is outside for ball. 1-1. Last year at Vancouver, Jimenez hit 325, including 17 home runs. Throw over to first, not in time. Norm Seaborn getting back safely. We're in the bottom half of the first inning. The New York Mets lead the Kansas City A's by a score of 3-2. As a drive, base hit into right field. Gus Bell comes up with the ball, fires it back in. Seaborn holds it second. Shot out into right field off the bat of Manny Jimenez. And that will bring up Gino Cimoli. So the Kansas City A's have two runs in and two men on here off young Bob Miller. In the bottom half of the first inning, there is still only one man out. Right-hand batter Gino Cimoli is up. He came to the major leagues initially with the Brooklyn Dodgers. Time call for the moment as Hobie Landreth goes out to check with Bob Miller at the mound. Gino Cimoli has been around the baseball war since he came up to the Dodgers when they were in Brooklyn. He went with them on to Los Angeles. He was traded to the St. Louis Cardinals. He went on to the Pittsburgh Pirates, came to the Kansas City A's. Gino Cimoli. Miller checks. Pitches low for ball one. Norm Steven, the base runner at second. Manny Jimenez, the base runner at first. With an overly close stance, Cimoli likes to go to right field, and the Mets are playing him, shaded to right. Now Bobby Miller, end of the stretch. And the pitch knocked him down as he got out of the way. Bat went one way, he went the other. Inside ball two. Moley looks down at JoJo White, coaching at third for the Kansas City A's to get the sign here. Fouled off. The bat of Gino Cimoli. Two balls and one strike. Dario Lodigiani is coaching at first base this afternoon for Hank Bauer's Kansas City A's with JoJo White at third. One man out. All right, Miller has the sign. End of the stretch. Runners leading at first and second. Pitch to Cimoli. It's in there for a called strike. 2-2 the count now. Cimoli smoothing out the dirt there in the batter's box. Steps back in. Two balls, two strikes. Now Miller is set to pitch. It's on the way. And he struck him out. Cimoli tried to check his swing and is arguing now with umpire Bill Kinnaman behind the plate, but it is strike three. He's out of there. That is strike out number one this afternoon for Bob Miller. Runners holding at first and second. Number two men out now. And Wayne Sarzi, the third baseman, is coming up. He's a left-hand batter, Wayne Sarzi. Bob Miller checks the runners. The pitch, it's outside for a ball. Wayne Cossey's 25 years old. He was traded to Kansas City by the Baltimore Orioles, along with infielder Bob Boyd, catcher Clint Courtney, outfielder Al Pilarczyk, and pitcher Jim Archer, for outfielders Whitey Herzog and Russ Snyder. That was in January of 1961. Cossey with the bat cocked now. Watches inside for a ball. Last year with Kansas City in 104 games, Wayne Cossey hit .276. He had 8 home runs. Two balls, no strikes to count to Wayne Cossey. Steven leading at second. Jimenez leading at first. It goes high and it's ball three. Out 3-0 now. Heywood Sullivan in the on-deck circle for the Kansas City Athletics. Kansas City A's have just announced that starting next year they will be training in North Miami, Florida. Here's the pitch and it's a call strike one. It's 3-1 now. Two men out, count three balls, one strike to Wayne Cossey. Right-hander Bob Miller checks them and fires. Inside, he walked him, and the bases are loaded. That is the second walk given up by Bobby Miller. He has struck out one. The bases are loaded. Right-hand batter Heywood Sullivan coming up now. Kansas City last year hit .242 in 117 games. He had 6 home runs. Came to the major leagues initially with the Boston Red Sox. Had a lot of physical disabilities that Bob Murphy can probably tell us a great deal about. There is a pitch fouled off by Heywood Sullivan.
This is the catcher that was such a great football player at the University of Florida. And when he was first signed to a bonus contract by the Red Sox, at that time, Bill Dickey considered him one of the top catching prospects in 25 years. But the big fellow had the misfortune to suffer a slipped disc and had to undergo surgery.
All right, he's standing in there now with a count of strike one, and the bases are loaded. Two men out. Here's the pitch. Fouled off. It's out of play. Two strike counts. Norm Stevens, the base runner at third. Manny Jimenez is the base runner at second. And Wayne Cossey is the base runner at first. The New York Mets leading the Kansas City A's by a score of 3-2. And we're still in the bottom half of the first inning at Connie Mack Field in West Palm Beach, Florida. Bob Miller getting the sign from catcher Hobie Landreth. Has it, works for the windup, and the pitch way outside, sending Landreth diving out there to make the stop. Umpire Bill Kinnaman stops play a moment to brush off the plate. One ball and two strikes now to Heywood Sullivan. Young pitcher Bob Miller trying to get out of trouble here in the bottom half of the first inning. Here's the windup. And the pitch. Fastball inside. 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes, two men out. Bases loaded. Bob Miller looks over at third. Now goes into his windup. It's the curve ball. The ground ball is short. Mancia has it, going to first base with it. In time, he's out to retire the side. So Edward Sullivan grounded out short to first from Felix Mancia across to Gil Hodges, and the Kansas City A's go down to the bottom half of the second inning with two runs on two hits, no errors, and three men left on base. And at the end of one full inning of play, the score is the New York Mets 3 and the Kansas City A's 2. Right now, we're going to the top half of the second inning. John Wyatt on the mound for the Kansas City A's, and Jim Hickman is up there to lead off. Jim Hickman is a right-hand batter.
Number 9, Jim.
Hitting 222 this spring. Wyatt now into the windup, and here's the pitch. This is a fly ball going to right field. Gino Cimoli has called. He's moving in underneath, and he has it for the out. So Jim Hickman has slid to right field, and that will bring up catcher Hobie Landreth.
Number 5, Hobie Landreth. Hobie Landreth, catcher.
Landreth is a left-hand batter. Has not seen a great deal of action this spring simply because he is the most experienced of the catchers on this squad as far as National League competition is concerned. And Manager Stengel has wanted to get a good look at some of his younger catchers. Chris Canizaro, Choo Choo Coleman. Pitcher John Wyatt winds and fires. A swing and a miss. It's strike one. One man out and nobody on base for the Mets. Batting here in the top half of the second inning. The pitch outside for ball. One ball, one strike. Red Crest coaching at first. Sally Hemus at third. Cookie Lavigetto is handling the bullpen these days. Red Ruffing and Rogers Hornsby left back in St. Petersburg. The pitch is inside. Ball two. It's 2-1. Red Ruffing and Rogers Hornsby handling the squad left back at Miller Huggins Field in St. Petersburg to work out while the squad is on this 5-day swing over to the East Coast. They'll be going back Tuesday night to St. Petersburg and take on the Los Angeles Dodgers next Wednesday. Here's a pitch to Landreth. Hanaway, ball three. 3-1 now to Hobie Landreth, with pitcher Bob Miller due up next for the New York Mets. Most of the Mets have moved out of the dugout and are either seated on the ground, leaning back against the fence, or on the one bench along the first baseline, enjoying the sunshine today. There's a fly ball to left center field. Manny Jimenez has called for it. Jimenez is waiting, and he has it for the out there. 2 minutes away. It'll be Miller coming up while we're waiting for him to get up there. We pause now for station identification.
A10 on your dial, WGY, WGFM, Schenectady, the smoothest sound around.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Ralph Kanter and Bob Murphy in West Palm Beach, Florida. And Bob Miller is up there now with two men out and nobody on for the New York Mets. Miller's a right-hander all the way. Throws right-handed, bats right-handed. John Wyatt winds and fires, and this one is popped up coming over out of play. Directly over our broadcasting position, located out in the open here. Johnny McField.
Bill Key, the scoutmaster for the Brownies that came down from North Palm Beach, called.
Tomorrow afternoon, we'll be at Pompano Beach to bring you the game between the New York Mets and the Washington Senators.
359.
Wyatt taking a moment to get the sign here. He has a strike one count to Bob Miller. It's in there for a called strike two. Firing that one right down the pipe. There are two men out in the top half of the second inning. John Wyatt winds and fires in there for a called strike three. He struck him out. That is the first strikeout of the day, credited to pitcher John Wyatt as he gets the posing pitcher Bob Miller. And in the top half of the second inning, the New York Mets go down in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. And at the end of 1.5 innings of play, the score is the New York Mets 3 and the Kansas City A's 2.
Go
Going now to the bottom half of the second inning, and pitcher John Wyatt is coming up for the Kansas City Athletics. He'll be followed by Dick Houser and Jose Tartabo.
33, John Wyatt. John Wyatt, pitcher.
Bob Miller still in there for the New York Mets. Here's a pitch that's fouled off for strike one. This is Wyatt's first time up this afternoon, as the Kansas City A's are riding a three-game winning streak, and so are the New York Mets. Pitch, curveball breaking high, and it's 1-1 to John Wyatt. There was a great deal of visiting to be done back and forth here this afternoon before the ball game, of course, as the writers following the New York Mets wanted to chat with Hank Bauer, Norm Seaborn, Jerry Lumpy, those who were formerly in New York. That's a swing and a miss. It's strike two. 1-2 now. One ball and two strikes. Miller's pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. That is the second strikeout of the afternoon for Bob Miller, as he returned the compliment that Wyatt paid him a moment ago by striking him out. So there's one away, and leadoff man Dick Houser is coming up. He grounded out Mantilla to Hodges, short to first in the second inning. Houser chokes up a little bit, has lots of speed. Called strike one, right down the pike. On the bases, he's a terror. Miller again delivers. Goes high for ball. It's 1-1. Manager Casey Stengel has Jim Hickman out there in center field this afternoon. He gave John DeMeritt a pretty good run there for several games. And now he has checked Jim Hickman in to see what this young fella can do in the outfield. There's a couple of fellas he could play out there. Joe Christopher and, of course, Ashburn is his number one man out there. It's a call strike to Houser. Richie Ashburn is a veteran at the center field position. One ball and two strikes. Checked it and has called the ball. Hobie Landreth almost fired the ball down to third baseman Don Zimmer, hoping for a strike call, but it goes 2-2. Both John DeMeritt and Jim Hickman have shown in Grapefruit League competition thus far they can field the position, they can throw, they can both run. So the question is, who can hit consistently enough to step into an outfield berth? Because the Mets will be counting on the young fellas to step in there, of course, as the season progresses. That's the idea of building the ball club. Here's the pitch. There's a fly ball going to left field, left center. Hickman is coming in now. Hickman takes it. And Dick Houser has flied out to Jim Hickman, two away. And Jose Tartabull, who singled in the first inning, is coming up. A left-hand batter. Two men out, nobody on base for the Kansas City Athletics. The New York Mets leading the Kansas City A's by a score of 3-2. Here's Miller's pitch. Down low for a ball. Don Zimmer, mindful of what happened the last time Tartabull came up, has moved down a step on the edge of the grass at third, as Tartabull dumped the ball down the third baseline and beat it out last time. Showing lots of speed, getting down to first as Zimmer handled the ball cleanly, but not in time. Now, here's a line drive going into right, and Gus Bell is right there. Doesn't move and takes it for the out. So Tartabull has lined out to Gus Bell and right, and the Kansas City A's go down to the bottom half of the third inning in order. Wyatt, Houser, and Tartabull out with no runs, on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. And at the end of two full innings of play, the score is the New York Mets 3 and the Kansas City Athletics 2. We'll be going to the top half of the third inning, and the New York Mets will have the head of their batting order up, Felix Mantilla, the shortstop. He'll be followed by Rod Kneale and Gus Bell. Hayward Sullivan's throw goes down to second, the ball around the infield, and back out to pitcher John Wyatt. As Felix Mantilla steps in,
Mantilla,
lead off for the Mets. Top of the third. Batting order posted in the dugout before the game had Chacon on it, but Chacon did not take batting practice in that position. Mantilla did, and of course Mantilla started the game. Right-hander John Wyatt with the first pitch to Mantilla. Outside for a ball. He bluffed a bunt. Ball one. Swing and a miss. It's one and one. One ball, one strike. Manager Casey Stengel spent quite a bit of time visiting with pitching coach Ed Lopat before the ball game. Lopat, of course, was his pitching coach the last year that Stengel managed the New York Yankees. Lopat replaced Jim Turner. That's a foul ball coming over and out of play. One ball and two strikes. Mr. Murphy, who is catching foul balls today? Have we delegated Mr. Kiner for that duty today?
I think we should rely on the sure hands of Mr. Ralph Kiner, yes.
Captain Kiner is so appointed, and if struck in the teeth, he will be held accountable. If I am struck in the teeth, that is. All right, one ball and two strikes. To Felix Mantilla. Came to the Mets from the Milwaukee Braves. Wyatt's pitch, a little tight. Two balls, two strikes now. Mantilla was stuck in there at the shortstop position by manager Casey Stengel when the Grapefruit League competition was opened 2 weeks ago this afternoon in St. Petersburg against the Cardinals. But it did not take Elio Chacon long to sort of take over at that position. So now they want to get another look at Mantilla. Pitches inside. It's 3-2 now to Mantilla. In the great years of the Milwaukee Club, 57, 58, 59, along in there, Felix Mantilla had a big hand. He was a utility man and stepped in frequently into the lineup, gave him a big lift. That's a foul ball back and out of play. Three balls and two strikes to Mantilla. Rod Keneal is on deck. Charlie Neal out of the lineup for the second consecutive day. Neal has already shown this spring that he is at top form. Here's a pitch. Pitched him tight and he walked him. So the Mets have a base runner. As Mantilla goes to first with the base on balls. That is the first walk given up by pitcher John Wyatt of the Kansas City A's and brings up Rod Keneal, who was on Stephen's error at first base in the first inning. Rod Keneal, right-hand batter, spelled K-A-N-E-H-L. Wyatt checks, Mantilla leads. Here's a ground ball to third base, and it's going all out into left field. Wayne Cousy got a glove on it, went right on, and Mantilla goes to third. The throw is going to second, and he's off the line there. And Keneal goes into second. The Mets have runners at second and third. Wayne Cousy got over, barely touched it, and he went on out into left field. And Mantilla continued on to third. The throw went to second base. And Keneal had turned at first, kept right on going, and is in at second base. So the Mets have runners at second and third, and that's going to bring up Gus Bell with nobody out. So the Mets have a one-run lead. They're leading by a score of 3-2.
Bell, right fielder.
We're in the top half of the third inning, and they're going for more here. That is scored by the official score as a double for Rod Keneal. Scored as a two-base hit for Rod Keneal. Sending Mantilla to third. All right, Bell is standing in. It's an open stance. Here's the pitch. Low and away. Ball one. There is nobody out. Bell flied out to left field in the first inning. Wyatt's pitch. Called. Strike one. One and one. White looking in to get the sign from Haywood Sullivan. Has it now. Into the windup. There's a line drive going into center field for a base hit. Mantilla has come on to score. Keneal is coming on to score. As Turnbull fires the ball into second base, holds Bell at first, but he gets two runs batted in on the line single into center field, and the New York Mets lead by a score of 5-2. Gus Bell ripping the ball straight away out into center field, scoring both Mantilla and Keneal. There was no throw to the plate. It came to second base to keep Bell from advancing on the throw. And Frank Thomas is up now. Frank Thomas ripped the ball down the left field line in the first inning to drive him in the first run of the ball game. Got a double. There's still nobody out. Gus Bell is at first base. Wyatt's pitch to Thomas. Sent him down into the dirt. Turned him out of there. It's ball one. Gil Hodges is now on deck for the New York Mets. All right, Bell takes his lead at first. Pitch to Thomas. It is high for ball. 2-0. The Mets took a lot of good-natured ribbing from the Dodgers after yesterday's ball game. The Dodgers saying, gee, you guys have beaten the Detroit Tigers and the New York Yankees and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Why don't you go right on out and take on the Stoneham's? Take on the Giants right now. Walter O'Malley said, I'll give you my plane and you can be on your way. Pitch is low and away. Ball three. So it's out 3-0 now. To Frank Thomas, looking down to Solly Hemus, the Mets coach at third base. Still nobody out. Score 5-2. New York leading Kansas City in the top half of the third inning. Inside ball four, he walked him. That pushes Gus Bell up to second. Frank Thomas walks down to first. That is the second walk given up by John Wyatt. And brings up right-hand batter Gil Hodges. From the sacrifice fly to left field in the first inning. A delegation came over today from Boca Raton to support baseball here in West Palm Beach. And they've been greeted with a sunny day, a little bit windy. Runners at first and second lead, and Hodges shortened up, took outside for ball one. Hodges looking down to Solly Hemus now at third, shortened up as though to bunt with nobody out, shove those runners up. The Mets lead 5-2. Wyatt again goes into the stretch. Swing and a miss. Hodges took a rip at that one. Roger Craig in uniform this afternoon, moving around in the dugout area of the New York Mets. He and Al Jackson were not in uniform yesterday at Verovich. They were given the day off. After the victory over the Yankees, they will be pitched again next Tuesday against the Yankees, Craig and Jackson. Stretch and the pitch down into the dirt, dug up by catcher Haywood Sullivan. Two balls and one strike.
Time to warm up a couple of fielders, right? Warm up a couple of fielders.
Kansas City A's have Norm Seaburn defensively at first base, Jerry Lumpy at second, Dick Houser at short, Wayne Causey at third, Manny Jimenez in left, Jose Tartable in center, Gino Cimoli in right. Count of two balls and one strike to Gil Hodges. Foul ball. It's out of play. So the count is leveled up at two balls and two strikes now. Come on, come on. Gus Bell, the base runner at second. Frank Thomas, the base runner at first. Here's the pitch. Foul ball. It's out of play. The count holds at 2-2 on Gil Hodges. Gil Hodges seemed to know his way around Vero Beach pretty well yesterday. He should. He was there for many, many years with the Los Angeles Dodgers. And
the game continues at the...
Gil Hodges seemed to know his way around Vero Beach pretty well yesterday. He should. He was there for many, many years with the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Brooklyn Dodgers. Here's the 2-2 pitch. And there's a fly ball going to left field. Manny Jimenez moves underneath. He is waiting and he has it. There is no advance. Both runners halfway on the fly ball to left. So there is one away as Hodges is flied to Manny Jimenez in left field. Bell returns to the bag at second. Thomas returns to the bag at first. And that will bring up third baseman Don Zimmer, right-hand batter. Zimmer singled. Driving to run the first inning. Don Zimmer. He was himself out at second, trying to stretch it to a double. Ball that Hodges hit just now was into a strong wind. When it left the plate, looks as though it might be going deep, but it was held up, and Jimenez moved in underneath. This one is popped up foul, coming over to the right. And got very, very close to Mr. Steiner. So it goes as a strike. What became, Mr. Murphy, of our foul ball catchers?
I think they both got faked out by the telephone pole right in front of them.
All right, it's strike one to Don Zimmer. At the plate with one man out and runners at first and second. Locked him back. It's 1-1. One ball, one strike, one man out. John Wyatt checking now. Set to work. Here's a pitch. That turned him out of there. Two balls and one strike to count to Don Zimmer. Don Zimmer nailed down the third base position on this ball club in a hurry when spring training opened for the New York Mets. With his hustle and his enthusiasm and the way he's been swinging that bat as well, he nailed down that position right from the start. Don Zimmer with a count of two balls and one strike right now. The pitch. There's a drive going deep to center field. Turnbull is going back, but this one is one hop to the wall. Gus Bell is coming on to score. Thomas is at third base as the relay comes into the infield. Thomas holds it third. It's a double for Zimmer over the head of Jose Turnbull. One hop to the wall, 383 feet away in center field. And the Mets lead by a score of 6-2. They have runners at second and third. There's still only one man out, and Jim Hickman is coming up. Zimmer, 2-for-2 here this afternoon, and he has batted in two runs, a single and a double. Frank Thomas is at third base, and Zimmer is at second, and here's Hickman up there. He flat out to right field in the second inning. Jim Hickman with Portland last year was selected by the New York Mets from the St. Louis organization. And here is a broken bat line drive into left field, dropping in for a base hit. Bell has come on to score. Zimmer's coming to the plate. He scores. The throw goes to second base. Hickman has a single left and two runs batted in. And now it is 8-2. The New York Mets out in front. As Hickman broke his bat with that line drive out into left field, as it scored Frank Thomas and Don Zimmer, there is still only one man out. Landry. And Hobie Landreth is coming up. He is a left-hand batter. on the way to the plate right now. New York Mets have scored 5 runs this inning off right-hand pitcher John Wyatt of the Kansas City Athletics. Felix Mantilla started off with a walk, then Keneal doubled, Gus Bell single to drive in 2, Frank Thomas walked, Hodges slide to left, Don Zimmer doubled over the head of Jose Tartabull in center to drive in a run, and Hickman has just singled to left to drive in 2. Last time up, Landreth slide to left field. He's nothing for 1. The pitch, he watches outside for 1. New York Mets with a big inning here in the top half of the third at West Palm Beach, Florida, against the Kansas City Athletics. And he gets a call strike there as he brought the batter on, tried to check it, but the umpire behind the plate says he went through, so Kinnaman calls it a strike. New York Mets beat the Chicago White Sox 8-4. This is that's the most runs that they have scored in a single game, and right now they're leading in this one by a score of 8-2. So they are at their all-time high right now. That pitch is inside to Hobie Landreth. It's 2 balls and 1 strike to Landreth. Mets came into this afternoon's game with a spring record of 6 victories and 7 losses. Here's a ground ball going down to first. Norm Steuben fields it in fair territory, steps on the bag, and he's out. Hickman moves to second. There are 2 men down now. Landreth topping that one down the line to first, and Norm Steuben fielded the ball near the bag. Hickman, of course, moving to second, and Bob Miller is the 9th man to come to the plate this inning for the New York Mets. They've scored 5 runs on 3 hits, on 4 hits on this inning. 5 runs on 4 hits. With a couple of walks thrown in. Hickman takes his lead at second base now. As right-hander John Wyatt is in pitching position, the pitch is on the way. And there's a line drive over the head of Seaver down the line in right field. Hickman is turning third and coming out. It's Simoli's throw. It's coming into first base. And Bob Miller, the pitcher, has delivered with a run batted in on a line drive single over the head of Seaver, and he jumped for it, couldn't pull it down. And the Mets have batted completely around, and leadoff man Felix Mantilla is coming up. And now the Mets have scored 9 runs. This is the most that they have scored in any ball game ever. 9-2, the Mets over the Kansas City Athletics. Felix Mantilla started all of this with a walk. Coming up for his second time here in the top half of the third inning. Felix Mantilla chokes up just a little bit on the bat. Pitcher Bob Miller leads it first. John Wyatt delivers in there for a call, strike 1. New York Mets with their biggest inning ever here, the top of the third against the Kansas City Athletics. The Athletics were rained out yesterday at Pompano Beach. Here's a pitch low and away. They were scheduled to play the Washington Senators at Pompano yesterday, but were rained out. Miller leads it first. The pitch took a lot off of that one, and it is chopped and pulled foul. Wayne Cozzi comes over in foul territory to field it and toss it back. So it is 1 ball and 2 strikes. The Mets have scored 6 runs on 5 hits. In this inning, they lead by a score of 9-2. Gordon Jones throwing in the bullpen for the Kansas City A's. Right-handed Gordon Jones. That pitch is low and outside. It's 2-2 now. To Felix Mantilla. I remember the 1957 season in Pittsburgh when Mantilla collided with Bill Bruton on a fly ball to deep shortstop, and Bruton was out the rest of the season for the Milwaukee Braves. It's just outside. Mantilla came back and played a good part of the remainder of the season. It's 3-2 now to Felix Mantilla. Two men out, 3-2. Pitcher Bob Miller on at first. He'll be moving with the pitch. There goes Miller. 3-2, he walked him. So, Mantilla draws his second walk of this inning. That's the third walk given up by pitcher John Wyatt. Miller's at second. Mantilla's at first. And Rod Keneal is coming up. He doubled in the third inning. Sent a ground ball out past Wayne Cozzi, who tried to backhand it and could not. And it went on out into left field and is scored as a double for Rod Keneal. Still 2 men out, 6 runs in this inning for the New York Mets. Foul ball. Manoffin out of play. Foul balls get over here in a hurry, don't they? Tell you, that's the man I'm watching today.
The oldest thing in baseball, know where the ball is.
I don't want to lose it. Strike one count to Rod Keneal. He's been on base both times he's been up. We were saying earlier, manager Hank Bauer, the Kansas City A's, was very complimentary of this young fellow before the ball game. Foul ball coming over along the first baseline where we're located. A strike two count. Manager Hank Bauer of the A's was saying that he thought Rod Keneal make a very excellent utility man because he can be used as an outfielder, as an infielder, second baseman here today. It's in there for a call, strike three. He struck him out to retire the side. So the New York Mets go out in the top half of the third inning on 6 runs, 5 hits, no errors, and 2 men left on base. And so at the end of 2 1/2 innings of play, the score is the New York Mets 9 and the Kansas City A's 2. We'll be going now to the bottom half of the third inning. It'll be Jerry Luffy coming up. As we're waiting for him, we pause now for station identification.
810 on your dial, WGY, WGFM, Schenectady, the smoothest sound around.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Ralph Kiner and Bob Murphy at County Mac Field in West Palm Beach, Florida. As we move to the bottom half of the third inning, Jerry Luffy comes up against right-hander Bob Miller. Luffy had a 2-run homer in the first inning as he drove the ball over the fence in right field. Here's a pitch inside to Jerry Luffy. It's ball. Luffy is the player representative of the Kansas City Athletics. Wind up and the pitch. There is a ground ball going up the middle for a base hit for Jerry Luffy. Jim Hickman comes up with it, fires it in, turning and holding it first is Jerry Luffy with his second base hit of the day. This time a single on the ground up the middle into center field.
Seaburn, first baseman.
So the Kansas City Athletics send up Norm Seaburn. Now he walked in the first inning. Formerly of the New York Yankees. This is a fellow who had a great deal of trouble with left field, with the sun field at Yankee Stadium. It actually got to be quite a thing with him. Here's a pitch. Inside for ball. Gordon Jones still throwing in the bullpen for the Kansas City Athletics. Lumpy leads it first. And there's a one-hopper that's going past Keneal and out in the right field for a base hit. Gus fell up with it. Lumpy is digging for third. The throw across the diamond. Lumpy slides in safely at third, holding it first, Norm Seaburn. He ripped that one just outside the reach of Rod Keneal going to his left between first and second. So Seaburn has a single to right. And the Kansas City A's have put together back-to-back singles off Bob Miller. Lumpy now is at third and Norm Stevens at first. There's nobody out and Manny Jimenez is coming up. He singled in the first inning. The New York Mets leading by a score of 9-2. And this is by far the most comfortable lead that the New York Mets have enjoyed in Grapefruit League competition. This is their 14th game. They actually have been out of only 2 of those ball games. The first one, which they lost 8-0 to the St. Louis Cardinals, and the game that they lost to the Milwaukee Braves. The only two they have really been out of most of the way. Here's a pitch, fouled off for strike one to Manny Jimenez. Coming into this afternoon's game, the Mets had played six consecutive games decided by one run. Lost three straight and then won three straight. All one-run ball games. That is interesting baseball. Bob Miller now up on the rubber. Goes into the stretch. Even at first, Lumpy gets third. Take their lead. The pitch low and away. 1-1 to count now to Manny Jimenez. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll be at Pompano Beach to bring you the New York Mets and the Washington Senators. We'll be on the air at 1:25 Eastern Standard Time. Game time, 1:30 Eastern Standard Time. Pitch to Jimenez goes outside. It's 2-1. There was a lot of baseball talk in the dugout before today's ball game. Veteran manager Donnie Bush was there with manager Casey Stengel. Veteran scout Ted McGrew on hand. They can take you almost all the way back to Doubleday. Bob Miller. Set to pitch. Low. And it's 3-1 now to Manny Jimenez. '60 with Austin in the Texas League, he hit 359. Last year with Vancouver, he hit 325 and had 17 home runs. Manny Jimenez. Manager Hank Bauer said before the ballgame he's delighted to have him, even if he did have to give up pitcher Bob Shaw. In the deal, he thought he got actually about 3-for-1 in the trade. Bob Miller now leans over to get the sign, has it. This is a 3-1 pitch. On the way. And it's a ground ball, a grass cutter to Mantilla. He plays to Caneal for one. The relay to first. He's safe at first base, and the run has scored. Safe at first, and a run scores as Jerry Lumpy crossed the plate. Andy Jimenez beats the relay.
Right fielder.
Norm Seaborn was forced from Felix Mantilla to Rod Caneal. It goes 6-4 through scoring. The relay simply not in time. And that will bring up Gino Cimoli, right-hand batter, as we have a 9-3 ball game now. The New York Mets 9, the Kansas City A's 3. There was one man out and a runner at first base. Jimenez has lots of speed. He gets down there in a hurry. It's a call, strike one, right down the pike to Gino Cimoli. Again, they are playing him shaded over toward right field. With that close stance, he likes to go in that direction. Well, he checks and deals inside for ball. 1-1 now, and time is called as Hobie Landreth wants to go out and confer for a moment with Bob Miller again. At the plate, Gino Cimoli, conversing with umpire Bill Kinnaman of the American League. Gino Cimoli was one of the outstanding athletes of the San Francisco area during his school days, one of the finest all-round athletes ever produced in that area. Gino Cimoli. Miller is set to work. A pitch. Inside for ball. 2-1 now to Gino Cimoli. Wayne Cozzi has moved into the on-deck circle. Kansas City A's have won three straight Grapefruit League games with a record of 8 victories and 5 losses overall. Foul strike. Got it in there. So it's 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes. President George Weiss of the New York Mets and General Manager Buzzy Bavezzi of the Los Angeles Dodgers had a long, long talk last night after the ball game. In there for a call, strike three. Got him looking. And that is strikeout number three for young Bob Miller. Two men out. Manny Jimenez holding it first, and Wayne Causey is coming up. He walked in the first inning. Of course, President George Weiss of the Mets is likely to be in close touch with general managers everywhere as we near the time when clubs will be cutting squads and players will become available. It's in there for a call strike. When you are building a ball club from scratch, as the Mets are, of course, you have to start with the best you can get and then start to build whenever and wherever you can. Jimenez leads. That pitch goes outside, DeCausey. It's 1-1. Sunny afternoon in West Palm Beach, Florida. The pitch sails high. Two balls and one strike. The New York Mets leading by a score of 9-2. In case you have joined us along the way, they got three runs in the top half of the first. Kansas City came right back in the bottom half of the first to get two when Jerry Lumpy hit a two-run homer. And then the Mets came back in the top half of the third inning as the veterans started to explode here, and they got six big runs to make it 9-2, and then Kansas City scored one to make it 9-3. That pitch is low. Ball three and strike one now to Wayne Causey. Kansas City has scored one this inning. This will be a 3-1 pitch to the left-hand batter. And as a long drive going to right field, Gustav going back. This one is off the wall. Jim Hickman comes up with it. Weaves it in. Jimenez is rounding third. As the throw comes through the infield, he goes back to the bag as Don Zimmer scoops it up. So it is a double off the wall at the 350-foot sign for left-hand batter Wayne Causey, who pulled it up there. Bell went back as far as he could go, and Jim Hickman actually took the ricochet off the wall, fired it back into the infield. Jimenez pulled up at third, Wayne Causey pulled up at second, and now it's catcher Haywood Sullivan, a right-hand batter coming up. Kansas City Athletics have runners at second and third. There are two men out. They have one run in this inning. Haywood Sullivan grounded out from short to first in the bottom half of the first inning. Sullivan, a rangy fellow. Standing in and waiting for the pitch from young Bob Miller of the New York Mets. He looks at Jimenez at second. Jimenez at third. Causey at second. The pitch goes outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Runners take their leads. Here's the pitch. Came inside, and it's ball two. Two balls and no strikes to Haywood Sullivan. Miller works with a windup. Swing and a miss for strike one. It's 2-1. Haywood Sullivan looking for distance there to cut. Play him almost straight away. His 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. He's got away and comes all the way back. Here comes Jimenez to the plate, and he scores. And now the throw misses coming back, and another play at the plate, and he scores. So two runs have scored here for the Kansas City A's. We'll set that one up for you again. Here was the situation. Pitch low and away, got by as Sullivan took his cut, and he was chased down by Landris. As Jimenez scored, Landris throw got away from Miller, went back to the infield, and Wayne Causey took his turn and came on, and so Don Zimmer came up with the ball, fired it back to the plate, but both runs have scored. So it's three runs in this inning for the Kansas City A's, and it is now a 9-5 ball game as Jimenez and Wayne Cozzi score. The ball never getting very far away from home plate in that exchange. Heywood Sullivan has a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. We'll get the official scoring for you as soon as we can get in touch with the official scorer, who is not located in our immediate area here. Scored as a wild pitch and an error on the catcher. That would be on the throw back to the plate. So scored as a wild pitch and an error on the catcher, which allowed Cozzi to score. Jimenez scored on the wild pitch. That's low and away. It's ball three. 3-2 now. So the Kansas City A's have 3 runs on 3 hits and 1 error here in this inning thus far. Bottom half of the third. Swing and a miss. He struck him out to retire the side. That is strikeout number 4 for Bob Miller. In the bottom of the third, the Kansas City A's get 3 runs on 3 hits, 1 error. And nobody left on base. And so at the end of 3 full innings of play, the score is the New York Mets 9 and the Kansas City Athletics 5.
Thank you very kindly, Lindsay. Veteran Gus Bell, the leadoff again. We move along now to the 4th inning, and we've got a real 0-6 ball going in this game today. You usually see a lot of runs scored in this particular park. Bell swings and hits the ball foul back against the fence. Down the left field line, 330. Down the right field line, 330. They have a rather high green fence all the way around. And the wind is usually pretty strong here. Today it's been blowing in favor of the left-hand hitters. Gussie's last time up, single to center field, driving in Felix Mantilla and Rod Camille. The wind-up and pitch by Wyatt. Curve that's in there for a call strike. 2-strike count on Gus Bell. 9-5, the score in the ball game. Top of the 4th inning, the Mets have picked up 7 base hits off Wyatt, and the A's have a total of 6 off Bob Miller. Frank Thomas waiting on deck, and then Gil Hodges. It's already a big day for the veterans of the Mets. Frank Thomas, Gil Hodges, Don Zimmer, and Gus Bell have all driven runs in. Outside, 1 ball, 2 strikes. Just now has 5 RBIs for the spring. Wind blowing hard toward right field. The infield and the outfield swung around to right. A fly ball hit the center field. Running for it is the center fielder Tartabull, and he makes the catch for the out. Tartabull was over in right center and had to return to straightaway center to take the fly ball hit by Gus Bell. One away, nobody on. Now in the top half of the 4th inning, and the hitter is Frank Thomas. Frank has a perfect day at the plate, joining. He doubled to drive in a run in the 1st inning, drew a walk, and later scored in the 3rd inning. Frank came in the game hitting at 333. 6 RBIs to his credit. Been a real good spring for the veteran outfielder, Frank Thomas. The wind-up pitch by Wyatt. A high pop-up to shallow left center field. Might be tough to reach. Here comes Tartabull. He dives, but he has to catch it on a trap. And it's a base hit for Frank Thomas. There was quite a try by Jose Tartabull, the left-handed throwing center fielder of the Kansas City A's. He left his feet, made the head-first dive, and he came up with the ball, but it was a trap. And so it's a base hit for Frank Thomas. Frank has 2 for 2. One away and one on. Here comes Gil Hodges.
Hodges, first baseman.
Gil has pulled the ball both times up in today's game. And any time you pull a ball to left field out here this afternoon, you're hitting the ball into the teeth of a mighty strong wind. So Gil is 0 for 2 on 2 outfield flies to left. Here's the pitch to him. A high fly this time, hit down the right field line. The wind carrying the ball toward the line. It may blow it foul, and it does. A foul ball out of the park. That ball started out fair. It went past the infield. Still a fair ball, but the wind kept sweeping it and carried it over the wall in foul territory.
Gordy Jones starts loosening up in the bullpen for the A's once again. This is one of the few free hitting contests that we've had so far in spring training. Well, the Mets, their 14th game. They had one game washed out in the third inning because of a real downpour over in St. Petersburg. Norm Seaburn now holding against the runner, Frank Thomas. Here's the pitch to Gill. Look out. Inside and high. Gill had to get out of the way in a hurry. One ball, one strike. Gil Hodges, one of the classiest guys in baseball, and you never saw any one player get a better greeting from his former teammates than Gil got yesterday in Vero Beach. You can tell the Dodgers are mighty glad to see him. Don Drysdale, for one, has gone on record as saying, make no mistake about it, the Dodgers are going to miss Gil. Foul, back upstairs and out of play. One ball and two strikes now on Gil Hodges. Mets will be opening their home season at the Polo Grounds on Friday, April 13th against the Pittsburgh Pirates. And, of course, seats are now on sale for the opener at all 81 home games. A smash foul pulled down the left field line. Gill's ripping into that ball today. Ed Boucher is playing some catch now, and Ed may give Hodges a spell after this inning. This is the top half of the fourth inning. Game sent to you with the best wishes of Rheingold Extra Dry. Now John Wyatt, the right-hander, pitches. Misses the outside edge. Even count on Gil Hodges at 2-2. Solly Hemus directing traffic on third. He's had a real good workout over there today. The Mets already have scored 9. Their high run output for the entire spring training season. Red Crest on the coaching lines at first. Red's 2-0, two straight wins, coaching at first base. Pitching 2-2. In the dirt, good stop by Haywood Sullivan. Kansas City has probably the youngest ball club in the major leagues. After finishing in a tie for 10th, they decided that they had only one way to go, and that was up, and they are really switching the accent to youth. Their average age will be about 23 and a half. Pitching 3-2, the runner goes, and it's a drive foul hit down the left field line and out of play. So Frank Thomas will have to retrace his steps. The count remains at 3-2 on Gil Hodges. The A's feel they have a solid infield. Hank Bauer says he compares his infield favorably with that of any American League team. The big puzzle for the A's, of course, is pitching. A couple of spots in the outfield and catching. So they have plenty to work on. Thomas edging away. He's on the go. The 3-2 pitch, a high fly ball hit into the wind to left field. Manny Jimenez coming in, and he makes the catch in left field for the out. Now there are two away in the top half of the fourth inning, and that brings up Don Zimmer. And Zip is off to a real good day, 2-for-2, singled in the first, driving in a run, and then doubled in the third inning to drive in another run. So Don Zimmer, 2-for-2, two runs batted in. Don also scored a run in the third inning.
Zimmer, third baseman.
Don, feet not too far apart, up close to the plate, holds the bat off the shoulder. Now to pitch to him. An off-speed pitch that's in there for a strike. Well, you feel almost as terrible as on Christmas Day when you get weather like this after the day we had yesterday over in Vero Beach. Most of the games in this area were rained out yesterday. The pitch on the way, a little bit low, Zip laying off of it. One ball, one strike. Nine to five, the Mets in front, top half of the fourth inning. Frank Thomas on first, there are two away. Right-hander John Wyatt pitches, Thomas running, a line drive to right center field, it'll be in for a base hit. Thomas around second, headed toward third, Hardable up with it, Thomas has the green light around third, he'll try and score, no relay throw by Lumpy, the runner's in as Thomas crosses the plate, standing up on a hit and run double to right center by Don Zimmer. Well, Ralph, that's making the hit and run play work to perfection.
That certainly was well done by Zimmer. He had Thomas going, hit behind him, and hit it hard enough to hit the double to score him all the way from first. A real, very good play.
That's the 10th run of the ball game for the New York Mets, and they now lead the Kansas City A's by a score of 10-5. Where Don Zimmer is now 3-for-3, has knocked 3 runs in and scored a run. 2 doubles and a single for Don Zimmer. Now Jim Hickman is up. Jim lined a base hit to the left field, driving 2 runs in his last time up. Swing and a miss, strike one. This fellow, Jim Hickman, is a marvelous defensive ball player. If he hits at all, he's going to be quite a player. He popped everybody's eyes wide open over in Vero Beach yesterday. When he took a fly ball in left field, he was running toward the line when he made the catch, wheeled instantly, and made a tremendous throw, and he almost got one of baseball's fastest men, Willie Davis, at home plate. Willie had to slide to get in there. A high fly hit down the right field line. Galloping toward the line goes Dino Samoli, but the wind carries it foul over on the roof of the tool shed, and it bounces out of play. The Mets now have 10 runs on 9 hits. We're in the top of the 4th inning. Little Don Zimmer leading the Mets in RBIs down here with 8 RBIs. In 14 ball games, and actually he hasn't played all 14. He's been in most of them, though. The batter is Jim Hickman with Don Zimmer on second. Well, Casey's been saying, I've been mighty proud of my pitching, and I'm waiting for my hitters to break out, and they're breaking out today. Strike, a fastball on the outside corner, and Hickman is called out. In the 4th inning for the Mets, 1 run, 2 hits, no errors, 1 left on. At the end of 3.5 innings, the score here at County Mac Stadium in West Palm Beach, Florida, is now the New York Mets 10 and the Kansas City A's 5. Now the last half of the 4th inning, and we'll watch to see if the A's have a pinch hitter coming up. They have been warming up a right-hander, veteran Gordon Jones, from the bullpen, and they have their pitcher, John Wyatt, who's been hit hard by the New York Mets, scheduled to lead off in the last half of the 4th inning. Place Ed Boucher at first base for the Mets, now replacing Gil Hodges. Bill Lazaway has come out of the dugout and may be the pinch hitter for John Wyatt. Lazaway will long be remembered by the Baltimore Orioles because he was one of 2 players, in addition to money, that they gave up to the Los Angeles Dodgers to acquire a slugging first baseman by the name of Jim Gentile. Bill Lazaway from Garden City, Michigan. He's 27 years old, a 6-footer who weighs 180. And last year at Omaha, he had a good year batting .320. He was traded to the A's by the Dodgers along with Gordy Windhorn for Bob Prescott and Jay Ward and outfielder Stan Johnson. Bill Lazaway, left-hand hitter waiting. This is over for a call strike. Nobody on, nobody out. Last of the 4th, Mets 10, and the Kansas City A's 5. Bob Miller, out of his windup, pitches. Breaking ball, swung and missed. 2-strike count. Tomorrow night, the Mets will be saying hello to one of baseball's nicest gentlemen, Mickey Vernon. Mickey now managing the Washington Senators. The game will be at Pompano Beach. Taken high by Bill Lazaway. 1 ball and 2 strikes. The speedy Dick Houser, the leadoff hitter, waiting on deck, followed by Jose Tartabull. One thing about this young team that the A's are experimenting with, if they go with it, it'll be a team with a lot of speed. Breaking ball inside, 2-2. 2 of the veterans of the A's, pitcher Jerry Walker and outfielder Gene Stevens, have been kept on the sidelines with injuries. Walker hurt his back in the early part of spring training, but he's all right now, and Gene Stevens has been kept out of action with a bad knee. Hit hard on the ground, down to first. Ed Boucher makes the play. waves the pitcher Bob Miller off and makes the play unassisted. One away and nobody on.
Hauser, shortstop.
Here comes Dick Hauser. He had a great rookie season last year. Little fellow was more than they dreamt he would be. He was one of the real base stealers in the major leagues last year. He swiped 37 bases. Hauser, a right-hand hitter. Only Louis Aparicio of the White Sox could pilfer more bases in the American League last season than Dick Hauser. Outside and low. And batting leadoff, he knocked in 45 runs and he hit for a good average. Hauser 0 for 2 in the game. Looks it over, it's outside and low, ball 2, 2 and 0. Bob Miller working on the mound for the Mets. And Hobie Landreth behind the plate. Pitching 2-0. Over his head, it's taken. Ball 3, 3-0. Last year, Kansas City played in a very spacious ballpark. They had the fences moved way back, for they figured they would be out-homered by the opposition. The left field fence was about 380 feet. They're bringing it in this year. Ball 4, outside and low, and Miller walks Hauser on 4 pitches. And now, while Jose Tartabull comes up to hit, we'll pause for station identification.
Eight dead on your dial, WGY, WGFM, Schenectady, the smoothest sound around.
Bob Murphy along with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner from County Mac Stadium, West Palm Beach, Florida. The hitter is Jose Tartabull, the center fielder. He bunted for a hit in the first and lined to right field in the second. Left-hand hitter lines the ball hard into right, a clean base hit. Dick Hauser sprinting around second. He's on his way to third. The throw comes in from Gus Bell, and the A's have runners on first and third. This Tartabull putting together a strong game. He dumped a bunt down the third baseline, beat it out for a hit in the first. In the second, he hit a hard liner that Gus caught in right field, and now he singles with a liner into right. Now Cookie Lavagetto is sending the sign down toward the bullpen, and we may get some warm-up action for the Mets. The batter is Jerry Lumpy, the veteran second baseman. Lumpy hit a two-run homer in the first and singled a center in the third. He's 2-for-2. Jerry standing straight up and down, feet not too far apart, and up toward the front of that batter's box. A high foul ball off the fist, drifting over toward the crowd. It'll be out of play. Runners on first and third, one down, last of the fourth inning. 10-5, the Mets in front. Cleanup hitter Norm Seaburn on deck, and then the left fielder Manny Jimenez. Next pitch. Rammed hard up the middle, a base hit to center field. Hauser is in to score. Tartabull is around second. He'll go on to third. And now it's a 10-6 ball game. The Mets lead cut to 4. Well, that gives Jerry Lumpy 3-for-3 and 3 runs batted in. Now we'll have the warm-up action in the Mets bullpen. Right-hander Bob Morehead will start getting ready.
The game continues at the beginning of side 3.
The infield looking for the double play against the tall, ranging, hard-hitting Norm Seaburn. Seaburn has drawn a single to right field. Fastball on the inside corner, a call strike. Of course, Seaburn was the key figure as far as the A's were concerned when they traded Roger Maris to the Yankees. And although he certainly has been far overshadowed by Maris, nonetheless, Seaburn has been Mr. Offense for Kansas City the last couple of years. Breaking ball taken high. One ball, one strike. Last year, Seaburn hit 18 home runs and knocked 98 runs in. He led the A's by a wide margin in the power departments. The same was true the previous year. A drive to right center field, hustling for it is Hickman. He'll have to play it on a hop. It's a base hit. Jose Tartabull is in to score the seventh run of the game for the Kansas City A's.
And they now have runners on first and second, one out. They have two runs in here in the last of the fourth inning. And that's three hits in a row. Tartabull, Lumpy, and Seaburn connected.
Jimenez, left fielder.
Now the batter is Manny Jimenez, the left fielder. Jimenez, a left-hand hitter, has singled to right, reached on a fielder's choice, which knocked a run in. This game now closing up. It's 10-7. The Mets lead gets a three.
Swing and a miss. A big ripple. And a breaking ball pitched inside on Manny Jimenez.
Jimenez, very strong-looking. Left-hand
hitter, feet wide apart. 17 home runs in the Coast League last year. Mets have the defense figuring him as a pull hitter as they swing around toward right. Runners on first and second, one man out. Line drive caught by Rod Camillo, thrown to Mantilla for the double play that retires the side. A hard line drive that went right to Rod Camillo, and Camillo pegs the ball to Mantilla for the double play that retires the side. In the fourth inning, Kansas City, two runs. There were three hits. No errors, one left on. So it's four innings complete. The score now at Connie Mack Stadium in West Palm Beach, Florida. The New York Mets 10, and the Kansas City A's 7.
Four inning totals in this slugfest. For the Mets, 10 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. They've had 3 left. Kansas City, 7 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors, and they've had 4 left on base. So both starting pitchers, John Wyatt and Bob Miller, were hit hard. And we'll have a new pitcher in the game now for Kansas City as the veteran right-hander Gordon Jones comes on. Jones, previously with the San Francisco Giants, then he came along to the Baltimore Orioles with Jackie Brandt in the exchange that sent Billy Lowe's and Billy O'Dell to the Giants. Brandt developing into a real star in the outfield for the Orioles. And year before last, Gordon Jones turned in a very fine job as a short relief man for the Birds. He started last year with the Orioles, but when the cutdown date came with the number of young pitchers on the staff, Paul Richards sent Gordon Jones to Rochester in the International League. Fair, we hope they've got plenty of Rheingold on hand because, well, we're going to be playing ball again here in just a minute. So why not open up or order up a cold glass of Rheingold? It's beer as beer should taste. Rookie right-hander John Wyatt was hit hard. In four innings, he gave up 10 runs, 9 hits. He walked 3, and he struck out 1. Heretofore, in the spring training appearances, Wyatt has been very impressive, and the A's were quite high on him. Ove Landreth leading off against veteran right-hander Gordon Jones. Gordon actually is on the Portland roster. Taking high, ball 1. 31 years old. Not the type of pitcher that can overpower you. He relies on a good sinker and tries to keep everything down low. The infield and the outfield around toward right. Ball 2, 2 balls and no strikes. Neil Crisley has come out of the on deck circle, and Neil will hit for Bob Miller. Right in there for a call strike, 2-1 to Hobie Landry. Bob Moorhead cranking up in the bullpen for the Mets. He'll be on the pitch in the last of the inning. Ball 3, it's outside, and now Gordon Jones was behind 3-1. Gordon Jones, who has spent time with the St. Louis Cardinals, San Francisco Giants, and the Baltimore Orioles. 3-1 delivery, and it's a high pop foul back toward the dugout. Hoping for a play as Haywood Sullivan, he's waved off by Wayne Causey, and he takes it. Third baseman Wayne Causey came right over side by side with him and took it. So it's one away on the top of the fifth inning, and the pinch hitter now is Neil Crisley. Veteran Neil Crisley.
Number 8, Crisley.
Originally started out in baseball in the Boston Red Sox organization.
Batting for Miller.
Neil looking for his first base hit in the spring games. He's been used by Casey as a pinch hitter down here. He has good power when he can get a hold of one. Now, Gordon Jones looking into Haywood Sullivan for his sign. The right-hander winds and pitches. Strike on the inside corner. Jones pitched winter ball, and his arm seemed to gain in strength for him. He was striking out more hitters during the winter in winter ball than he normally had before. Breaking ball inside and low. One ball, one strike. Neil Kressley hitting. Dick Houser has swung way over towards second. Back on the rim of the center field grass. Jerry Luffy deep on the right side of the infield, and Norm Seaburn back deep. Swing and a miss on a fastball. 1-2 the count now on Neil Kressley, who's up hitting for Bob Miller. Bob Miller was tagged freely in this game this afternoon. In four innings, the blind right-hander gave up 7 runs, 9 hits. Sidearm delivery, swung on and missed. He struck him out. So Gordy Jones fans the pinch hitter Neil Kressley. Two outs, nobody on now in the top of the fifth. There's Felix Mantilla coming in.
Mantilla, shortstop.
Felix has been up 3 times today and been on base 3 times. He hit a line drive in the first inning that the center fielder Jose Tardabull dropped for an error. Walk in the third, later scored. Andrew walked again in the third. The third inning, the Mets had 11 men up. In the dirt, no damage done. Nobody on, ball one. Well, for a team that has played 6 consecutive low-scoring, one-run ball games, the game today is quite in contrast. During those 6 games, there were 2 1-0 ball games. Line drive through the hole, a base hit to left field. And so Felix Mantilla is on base for the 4th straight time. That's base hit number 10 for the New York Mets, and it brings up second baseman Rod Caniel. Rod reached safely in the first on a boot charged to Norm Seaburn. Then he smacked one down the left field line in the third inning for a double. Was called out on strikes for the final out in the third. Mantilla and Caniel are both up twice in the third inning. He joined us late. The Mets scored 6 of their 10 runs in the third. Ground ball bounced towards short to his right as Houser. He grabs it, throws to Lumpy, and they get the fourth play on Mantilla to retire the side. So the Mets are out in their half of the fifth inning. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, 1 left on. We've come halfway, and at the end of 4.5 innings, the score, the New York Mets 10, and the Kansas City A's 7. Now the last of the fifth inning at Connie Mack Stadium, West Palm Beach, Florida, on a real sunny, pleasant afternoon. Bob Moorhead is on now to take over the pitching for the New York Mets. Bob Miller in 4 innings allowed 7 runs, 9 hits. He walked 3, and he struck out 4. Last year at Jersey City, Moorhead won 5 and lost 6. The year before last at Jersey City, he was 8-9. So Bob has had ample minor league experience beginning in 1957 when he pitched at Temple and at Allentown. Gino Cimoli leading off against Bob Moorhead in the last of the fifth inning. The Mets out in front by 3. The windup by the right-hander is pitch, swing, and a miss, strike 1. Gino, playing right field, was up twice, and both times he took a call third strike from Bob Miller. Gino deep in the box, feet wide apart. Buzzer right in there for a strike 2. Gino Cimoli has a lot in common with many of the fellows on the New York Mets, and that he has played on some real good ball clubs over the last half dozen years and been a fourth or a fifth outfielder, and rightfully perhaps feels that he hasn't had every chance to play every day and really blossom out. Outside and low, 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gino Cimoli facing Bob Moorhead, no relation to Seth Moorhead. The windup and the pitch on the way. Taken, ball 2, and the count is even at 2-2. Bob Moorhead makes his off-season home in Lemoyne, Pennsylvania. He was born in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania.
strike three called. He whipped that one over the outside corner. And Gino Cimoli, for the third straight time, is caught looking at a third strike. One away and nobody on. Last of the fifth inning, and that brings up Wayne Causey. Wayne Causey, you may recall, was one of the flurry of bonus players signed by Paul Richards when he left the White Sox and took over in the dual role as general manager and field manager of the Baltimore Orioles. He's a left-hand hitter. Strike one. Last year, Andy Carey opened the season at third for the A's. Then when Wayne Causey got a chance to play, he came through so well that the A's were able to trade Carey to the White Sox. Inside and low, one ball and one strike. Bob Moorhead has good size, hard-throwing right-hander. He's only 24 years old. Now he winds, the pitcher on the way. Ground ball on the right side of the diamond. Rod Keneal is up with it, pegs to Ed Boucher, and plenty of time for the out. Two down. So Bob Moorhead, big blind right-hander from Lemoyne, Pennsylvania, quickly disposes of Gino Cimoli and Wayne Causey. Two outs and nobody on. The hitter is 6'4" and Haywood Sullivan. Moorhead cranking up. Down comes his pitch. Outside and low, it's ball one. We have a broadcasting perch out in the open today, and I imagine that we're all three going to look like well-done Maine lobsters by the time the game's over. Outside and low, ball two. 2-0 on Haywood Sullivan. The way the weather has been the month of March in Florida, not too many people are walking around with much of a suntan. Strike, good fastball in the outside corner, 2-1. 10-7 the score, the Mets leading in the game. We're in the last of the fifth inning. Pitching, 2-1. Swing and a miss on the count is even. JoJo White coaching at third, and Dario Lodigiani on the lines at first for Kansas City. Eddie Lopat is the pitching coach, and Hank Bauer the manager. 2-2 pitch. He struck him out, swinging. Very good inning for Bob Moorhead. He gets off to a good start. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. Five innings complete, and the score, the New York Mets 10 and the Kansas City A's 7. Now we move along to the sixth inning at Connie Mack Stadium, West Palm Beach, Florida. Those of you planning to be with us tomorrow afternoon, the game will be at Pompano Beach against the new Washington Senators, managed by Mickey Vernon. The Monday game will be against the Baltimore Orioles at Miami Stadium. The Tuesday game in Fort Lauderdale against the New York Yankees. Then after the Tuesday game, the Mets and the Dodger plane fly back to the other coast to their home base, St. Petersburg, Florida. Now here we go, along to the sixth inning, a fellow coming up to the plate who hit a lot of home runs, and coming up to the mic, a man who hit a tremendous amount of home runs, Ralph Kiner.
Thank you, Bob Murphy. All set to go in the top of the sixth with the New York Mets out in front by a score of 10-7. And the first batter, Gus Bell, left-handed batter against Gordon Jones, who came on in relief of John Wyatt. Jones, a right-hander to the left-handed batter. First pitch is called, strike one. John Wyatt worked the first four innings, giving up all 10 of the runs in the ball game. Six of those coming in the third inning for the Mets, and then he allowed in that time over his stint 9 base hits. Gordon out with a slow curveball. It's outside, ball one. One ball, one strike. Jones so far has worked one inning. He's given up one hit. Last year with Rochester, he had a .500 record, 8 wins, 8 losses. Strike call, a fastball through in the outside corner. One ball and two strikes. Gordon Jones started his career back in 1949 with Fresno. Started out in the St. Louis Cardinal organization. He's 31 years of age right now. 6'1", 190 pounds. Lives in Sacramento, California. Sidearm fastball, swung on a miss, strike three. So Jones picks up his second strikeout, getting Gus Bell for out number one here in the sixth. Dave Wickersham is now warming up in the bullpen for Kansas City.
Thomas, left fielder.
Frank Thomas stepping in. Gus Bell now, 1-for-4 on the day. He has scored a run, and he has driven in 2 big ones. That was in the third inning. Frank Thomas coming in. Perfect day, 2-for-2. Also a walk. He scored 3 times, and he's driven in 1. First pitch to Big Frank is a slow change of pace. Ball 1. Jones does not throw hard, as Bob Murphy told you earlier. Relies on a sinking fastball, throws a knuckleball, and fools around with a slider. There's a slow curveball bouncing in the dirt. Ball 2. Getting by the catcher, Haywood Sullivan. 2-0. Mets lead by 3 runs. Top of the 6th inning. Frank Thomas came on in the game batting .333. He had 6 runs batted in. So his 2-for-2 today will add to that average. And he now has 7 RBIs for the spring training season. Frank has missed some RBIs by not more than a couple feet on some long drives over the left field fence throughout the spring training season. Just foul. Fastball that's through high, ball 3. Frank last year had a big year for Milwaukee after being traded there from Chicago. The 3-0 pitch to Thomas, strike called. He was taking 3 balls, 1 strike. Strangely enough, Thomas did not hit well in Chicago, and that has become a hitter's park. Years ago, the wind blew in most of the time in Wrigley Field there. But over the last 6 or 7 years, the prevailing wind has been out, and it's become quite a hitter's park. Ernie Banks doing very well there. One of the top hitting shortstops of all time. So now we have a 3-1 situation with Gordon Jones taking time in the mound. Now the windup. 2 Frank Thomas, high inside, ball 4. So Thomas is on for the 4th straight time. His 2nd walk. And the batter stepping in, Ed Boucher, who is in the game as a batter for the first time, replacing Gil Hodges in the 5th inning. Walk number 4, picked up by the Mets in the ballgame. They have a total of 10 hits. 10 hits and 10 runs. Back to Ernie Banks for a second. He's now playing first base for the Chicago Cubs. Fastball, it's high, ball 1. Boucher, a left-handed batter against the right-hander Gordon Jones. Jones stretching, comes back with a slow curve, ball 2. Ed Boucher over to the Mets from the Chicago Cubs, also played there with Frank Thomas, had his best years with the Philadelphia Phillies. Left-handed batter with a slightly open stance right on top of the plate. Next pitch is low, ball 3. Boucher has a slight hitch in his swing, and Rogers Hornsby, the batting coach for the New York Mets, has been trying to work on him, trying to get the hitch out. I've found over my period of baseball that trying to get a hitch out of a swing is almost impossible. It's something that's just born in. Down too low with a fastball, ball 4. That moves Thomas up 90 feet down to 2nd base. Boucher gets first free. And the batter now, Don Zimmer, and he's had quite a day.
Zimmer, 3rd baseman.
Zimmer, a perfect day so far. A single and a run batted in the 1st inning. A double and a run batted in the 3rd inning. He also scored in that inning. And a double on a hit-and-run play to drive in a run in the 4th inning. 3-for-3. Don executed a perfect hit-and-run play with Frank Thomas on first base to drive Frank all the way in from first base. Curveball outside, ball 1. Zimmer, a right-handed batter. Mets now with runners at 1st and 2nd. They lead 10-7. And there's 1 out here in the top of the 6th. Dave Wickersham still throwing in the bullpen for Kansas City. Next pitch to Zimmer, swung on a miss. A vicious swing, strike 1. 1 ball and 1 strike, and Sullivan now going out to talk it over with Jones. Evidently, he was crossed up in the sign. Haywood Sullivan, one of the all-time great football players for the University of Florida, now catching for Kansas City, started his career with the Boston Red Sox. Now Sullivan back behind home plate, giving the sign to Gordon Jones, the right-handed pitcher. 1-1 count. Don Zimmer crouched over, takes outside corner, strike two. Perfect curveball breaking on the outside corner, 1-2. Outfield shaded just a shade towards right field, and the center fielder playing very deep. Zimmer chased him all the way to the 383-foot mark in center field with a double. There's a ground ball down to the shortstop. It goes on through into left field. Coming around from third base, Frank Thomas, and going to third base, Fouché. The throw there, not in time, and Zimmer holds it first. Well, we'll have to wait and see how that scored. It scored an error. They had no chance at two. The ball was a fairly tough chance, and Hauser going over to his right got to the ball, but it went on through. So that adds a run to the 10 that the New York Mets have. The score now 11-7, and runners are now at first and third, and Jim Hickman the batter. Jim Hickman, 1-for-3 in the day, has a single and has scored a run. Right-handed batter, big tall fellow, very good-looking ball player. First pitch to him is up high, 1. As Bob Murphy told you earlier, this fellow showed us a great arm yesterday on a fine throw from left field. Has very graceful actions in the outfield, runs very smoothly. Throws very well, and if he can hit, he can really add to his future. There's a pop-up in foul territory. The first baseman, Seaburn, coming over and making the catch. The runner's hold. So that's out number two as Hickman goes down, and that brings up Hobie Landreth, the catcher.
Landreth, catcher.
Hobie Landreth, a left-handed batter, stepping in the batter's box. Score now 11-7 in favor of the New York Mets. Two outs in the sixth. First pitch to Hobie is a strike called, and we pause now for station identification. Strike count. Hobie Landreth, the batter, with two outs. And the next pitch is drilled through the center into center field. A base hit. That'll score a run. Run number 12. There goes Zimmer to third base. The throw is not in time as Zimmer makes a head first slide. And on the throw to third, Landreth goes on down to second. Zimmer with a fine head first belly slide, getting in there, beating the throw, just barely beating the throw. And now the Mets lead by a score 12-7. A base hit for Hobie Landreth. And that brings up the pitcher for the first time, Bob Moorhead.
Number 22, Bob Moorhead. Bob Moorhead, pitcher.
Two runs in the sixth inning with two outs. Moorhead, a right-handed batter, in the batter's box. Zimmer out at third base, covered with dirt after that head-first slide. Landreth out at second. First pitch to Moorhead is a curveball outside. 1. Well, there was a rumor before the ball game that Gordon Jones was going to be showing off here, possibly for the benefit of Mr. George Weiss, the president of the New York Mets. But Jones has not looked too good in his short stint against the Mets today. There's a slider that's outside, 2. Wind blowing very strongly towards right field. Jones able to wind up with runners at second and third. Comes back to the plate. The ball's hit off of the end of the bat down to the first baseman, Seaburn. He takes it all by himself, unassisted, to retire the side. In the inning for the Mets, two runs on one hit, one error, two men left. And the score at the end of the top half of the sixth inning, the New York Mets 12, the Kansas City Athletics 7. Score of the ball game now 12-7 in favor of the New York Mets. The Mets now with their biggest run scoring output of the spring training season, of their history, actually. And they had their biggest inning to date in their very short career. They scored six big runs in the third inning, sending 11 batters to the plate. Bob Moorhead on the mound for the New York Mets. Getting ready now to work to the Kansas City Athletics leadoff man.
Gordon Windhorn now batting.
And we have a pinch hitter for the pitcher, Gordon Jones. Gordon Windhorn. And he takes the first pitch by Moorhead. It's outside, ball one. Windhorn last year was with Los Angeles, the Los Angeles Dodgers, and he hit 242 and 33 times at bat. Also played at Omaha for the Dodger organization. He lives in Phoenix. Next pitch to Gordon, hit hard to Zimmer's right. He dives, knocks the ball down, has no play, and that should go as a base hit. Zimmer made a good try knocking the ball down, actually saved it from going for two bases, as Windhorn is an exceptionally fast runner. Windhorn had some fine seasons for Denver in the American Association. So a base hit by Windhorn, officially scored, and a batter stepping in, Dick Houser. First base hit off of Moorhead. Houser now taking on the corner at the knee. Strike one call. Windhorn not being held on to Boucher. And the next pitch to Houser. Good curveball. Call strike two. Boucher playing behind the man, as he does not figure to run, as the Kansas City Athletics trail the ball game by five runs. Bottom half of the sixth inning, and it's percentage baseball to play it safe at this spot and go for the big inning. Strike two pitch, just missing, a curveball, ball one, one and two. Houser, 0 for 2, was retired on a good play in the first inning by Zimmer at third base. Flat out to center field in the second and walked and scored a run in the fourth. Right-handed batter, fast man. There's a foul ball and on the play. Houser was fooled completely on a curveball and had to throw his bat to get a piece of it and just barely did. So he stays alive, the count 1 and 2, as the ball went off the end of the bat while the bat was flying through the air down towards Don Zimmer. Zimmer picked it up, handed it back. Well, that's when you're having a good year, when you can throw the bat at the ball and still stay alive. One of the all-time great bat throwers and base hitters off of bat throwing was Dixie Walker of the Brooklyn Dodgers. There's a curve that's down low, ball two. Many a time in a hit-and-run play with the pitcher pitching out, Dixie would throw the bat at the ball and actually come up with a base hit.
Get down so the people behind you can see the game.
He was an outstanding hit-and-run man.
Get down so they can see the game.
Dixie now living down in Birmingham, Alabama. Ground ball down to Zimmer. He's going to second with it. In time to first base. In time. Not in time. They picked the first man up at second base on the force play, as Mantilla turned it to the second baseman, Caneal, and then the throw to first base, a close one, and the umpire said safe.
Ralph, I'd venture a guess that if this were a regular season game, we might see number 37 coming out for a little safer.
I'm sure that manager Casey Stengel might make an appearance in a regular season on a decision. Not that we're right or wrong on it, but he'd like to get out. There he is. He's got to say hello to his fans right here in town.
We're not trying to umpire the play, but when they're that close, why, you just got to go out and talk to them about it and explain.
Oh, sure, you have to get out there once in a while. So if you're scoring, Windhorn is out 6-4. Dick Houser is safe in the force play at second. There's one out, and the batter stepping in, Jose Tartabull, left-handed batter. He takes the strike. Tartabull played at Victoria last year, hitting 304. In this game, he is 2-for-3. Runned for a base hit in the first inning and scored a run. Then lined one to right field that was caught in the second. Then singled to right field in the fourth and scored a run. Pitches outside, ball one. One ball, one strike. Tartabull looks like a pretty good prospect. Stands with a closed stance right on the plate. holds his bat high in a vertical position. Bob Moorhead checking the run at first, who's not being held on. There's a ground ball hit in the hole. Caneal goes over, keeps it in front of him, then can't pick it up as it bounces off of his chest, and the batter Tartable is safe. On the play, Hauser moved down to second base. There are now runners at first and second. And we're waiting now to see how they score the ball.
Second baseman.
It was a fairly difficult chance, but not too difficult. And still no sign on the board. We'll have to go that it might go as an error. Now coming up, Jerry Lumpy. Lumpy with a two-run home run in the first inning. Has a perfect day going for him as he's added two singles to the home run, and he's 3-for-3. A left-handed batter. Fine hitting second baseman. Runners at first and second. One out. First pitch to Lumpy is fouled away. Strike one. Now Lindsey Nelson, returning from a short trip down to the press box, has informed us that it was scored as an error. We have no communication at all with the press box where we're broadcasting from, and the scoreboard has no error sign, evidently. One strike pitch to Lumpy is high outside. Ball one. Lumpy last year batted a fine .293 for the Kansas City Athletics. Runners at first and second. Moorhead back to the plate outside with a good fastball, but it's ball two. Two balls and one strike. Moorhead in his first jam since he has been in the ball game. He came on in the fifth inning to replace Bob Miller. He has yet to give up anything that looks like a big hit. He has allowed one so far. That was off the glove of Zimmer. Now the next pitch is lined to center field. This could drop in. The center fielder Hickman comes in, traps it, comes up with the ball, and now going over to third base after holding up to see if the ball would be caught was Dick Hauser. So on the play, the runners move up one base. They are now loaded up, and the batter stepping on is Norm Seaburn. That was a fine play by Hickman in center field, charging the sharply hit line drive. He got it on the trap. The umpire had to give the sign to indicate it was trapped and not caught in the air. And holding up on the bases, the runners did have a chance to move up one. So now Moorhead in his first big jam, and Lumpy steps in. Lumpy now 4-for-4. Make that Seaburn steps in. Lumpy now 4-for-4 with his base hit. Seaburn also a perfect day, 2-for-2. Checks on the swing, but it's called a strike. Curveball by Moorhead. Norm Seaburn walked in the first inning, then singled to right field in the third and singled to center in the fourth. Last year, he had .296 for the Kansas City Athletics. Wears glasses, bats from the left-hand side. Bases loaded. Moorhead into the full windup. Comes back with a slider that's ball two. Moorhead taking time. Now swings into the windup. Next pitch is just outside. Two balls now and one strike. Kansas City has a three-game win streak going for them, as has the New York Mets. They have an 8-5 record this spring. Moorhead now into the full windup, comes back with a curve, and it's fouled away, strike two. Two balls and two strikes. One out, the score 12-7 in favor of the New York Mets. Outfield pulled way around. Seaburn a pull hitter. And they're playing deep in right field. The wind holding the ball up and left allows the left fielder to play a little more shallow than normally.
The 2-2 pitch by Moorhead is down low, and that goes to 3-2.
The official attendance, 1,843.
1,843, announced as the official attendance here today at Connie Mack Field in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Mr. Norley lost again.
So now, Seaburn and Moorhead all the way up. The string is out. 3-2, they battle right down to the line. And into the stretch now as Moorhead checks the runners, backs off the mound. Bob Moorhead going into the stretch position to keep the runners from moving. Now changes to the full windup as they will not be moving with one out. Next pitch is checking a swing down to the ground. The play is coming home. Landreth makes the catch on the force play, and that retires out number two. On the play, of course, the runners all moving up. And Seaburn would have had a walk. He tried to check on the swing. The ball was high and away, but couldn't get his bat out of the way. And he dribbled it down towards Zimmer at third base. John up with the ball, took the option of throwing to home plate. And he picked up the force out there. So now two away, and the batter is Manny Jimenez.
Jimenez, left fielder.
Manny Jimenez, a left-handed batter with a single and three times up. Pulls the first pitch foul down towards the right field side, strike one. Jimenez with a fine year at Vancouver in the Pacific Coast League last year. Hit 305. Has a little bit of the Mel Ott stance in him. He picks up that front foot and sets it down again. Mel, of course, picked his foot way in the air. Jimenez doesn't do that far. Now Moorhead into the full windup. Back with a curve. It's off the end of the bat. Zimmer will come up with it and take the play at third all by himself, and that retires a stride. In the inning for the Kansas City Athletics, no runs on two hits, one error, three men left, and a score at the end of six complete innings. The New York Mets, 12. The Kansas City Athletics, 7. Dave Wickersham, now pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, looks in for the sign. Right-hander. Had an 0-2 record at Kansas City last year. Mantilla pulls foul. Strike one. One ball and one strike. He also pitched at Shreveport, where he compiled a 14-11 record. Wickersham, 26 years of age, 6'3", comes back to Mantilla with a slider. He jumps high in the air as Mantilla hits it back through the box, hauls it down, throws over to Seaburn at first, and he gets his first man.
The pitcher, number 26, is Wickersham. Wickersham now pitching for the Athletics.
That brings up Rod Caneal. Rod with a double and four times up. A score, two runs, batting for the right-hand side. Wickersham started playing ball in 1955 with Burlington. There's a strike called. Sitting down right below us, Mrs. Joan Payson, who threw a very fine party for the ball club last night. There's a ball hit out to right field. The right fielder coming on strongly is there, and he makes the catch. Simoli coming in quickly took that ball in shallow right field for out number two. Two up and two down as Wickersham gets his first two, and the batter stepping in is Gus Bell. Also misses Don Grant.
Bell,
right Casey
fielder.
Stengel down below us. So the feminine side watching this ball game. That was really a nice party we had right here in West Palm Beach. Two outs, the first pitch to Gus Bell is high, ball one. Wickersham back to the big left-handed batter with the slider that's down low, ball two.
Well, I didn't realize you were such a big shrimp scampi fan the last night at that party.
Boy, you'd have to go for shrimp scampi the way that tasted. You were doing a pretty good job in there yourself. You didn't pass up anything.
Oh, I had both feet in the trough. I got to admit that.
Oh, you were swinging away with both hands. Two ball pitch is called, strike one. 2-1. Don't let our sack kid get away with too much either. He was in there pretty good, too.
You know, he's kind of a sprinter at that table. I think you and I are kind of stretch runners.
He's a sneaky eater. You got to watch him all the time. He's not doing much talking, and he's eating all the way. Foul tip, strike two. 2-2.
And we had background music with Louis Effarant doing the singing.
That's going too far, though. Two balls and two strikes. Two outs. Top of the seventh inning. Mets have a lead of 5 runs. It's 12-7. Gus Bell, the batter. Wickersham with a 2-2 pitch. A curveball that's low, and the count goes full. 3-2. Gus has one hit. That drove in 2 runs. A single to center field. And 4 times up. 3-2 pitch to Gus. Is outside and high. Ball 4. That puts Gus at... That puts Gus at first base. And brings up Frank Thomas.
Thomas, left fielder.
Frank Thomas with a double, a single, and 2 walks. He's been on base 4 times. Driven in 1 run. And he scored 4 runs. Thomas, a busy man. Got a good workout, scoring from first base on a hit-and-run play. Curveball, it's inside to Frank. Ball 1.
Demerit now running for Bell. Demerit running for Bell.
John Demerit just in the ball game as a runner for Gus Bell, and he'll stay in for him defensively. Curveball's pulled foul. Strike 1. 1 ball and 1 strike. Warming up in the bullpen for the Mets, Joe Christopher, so possibly Casey will give his veterans a little rest here. Another ball game coming your way tomorrow. Swing at a curveball. It's down in the dirt. Strike 2. Thomas Fool went for it. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tomorrow the Mets will play the Washington Senators for the first time. And that game will come your way from Pompano Beach, Florida. As the Mets make their swing around the east coast of the Florida state, Monday they'll be playing in Miami against Baltimore. There goes the runner, Demerit. The foul tip will bring him back, and the count will stay at 1-2. Thomas swinging at that ball, fouled it off the end of the bat. Demerit coming back to first base. Frank is having a very good swing, and an awful lot of the hope of the Mets will be resting on his big bat. Frank is actually looking forward to playing in the polo grounds. He's a very strong pull hitter, and the short left field fence there will allow a lot of his balls to go in the stands fair. There goes the runner again. This one's off the end of the bat into right field, a base hit. Demerit will get third base with no trouble. The throw goes to second, and Thomas gets another base hit. That puts him on for the fifth time, his third base hit, and brings up Ed Boucher. Runners now at
Boucher
first and third.
First baseman.
Boucher replaced Gil Hodges. Gil had gone 0-2. Gil had driven a run in with a sacrifice fly in the first inning. Boucher walked in his only time at bat and scored a run. Now running at first base for Frank Thomas, Joe Christopher.
For Thomas, Christopher.
Now a pickoff at first base. Christopher is going down to second, and he's there. Now a throw to third, and he is there. Christopher with a lead broke from first base. They had him in a trap play. And when Seaburn took too much time, Christopher beat whatever could have happened that second, got in there safely, and then the runner at third base, Demerit, down the line, almost got picked off as a long throw came over to third, but he slid back in safely. So now the runners at second and third. As Christopher played heads-up ball, took advantage of a lapse on the Kansas City pitcher's side. Actually, we can't blame the pitcher too much. It was one of those plays. Wickersham on the mound will go into the full windup, and his first pitch to Boucher is down and outside, ball 1. That'll go officially as a stolen base for Joe Christopher. Ed Boucher, the batter, swings and misses at a slider. Strike one. One ball and one strike. Seven game. Mets lead it. Top of the seventh inning. Now the right-hander back to the left-hander batter. And a drive to right field. The right fielder, Cimulli, is back near the wall, and he makes the catch. That ball was not high enough or would have gone over the fence. Sharp line drive that retires the side. In the inning for the New York Mets, no runs on one hit, no errors. Two men left on, and the score at the end of 6 1/2 innings of play, the New York Mets 12, the Kansas City Athletics 7. Well, put Joe Christopher in your lineup out in left field and replace the Frank Thomas, and out in right field, John DeMeritt. Jim Hickman still in center field, and defensively for the New York Mets, we have Landreth behind home plate at first base, Ed Boucher, Rod Caniel at second, Felix Mantilla playing shortstop, and Don Zimmer at third. And now the first batter for the Kansas City Athletics, Gino Cimulli. He takes inside, ball one. Bob Moorhead on the mound for the Mets. He replaced Bob Miller in the fifth. One ball pitched to Cimulli. His line to the second baseman, Caniel. It's off his leg. He goes back, picks it up, can't make the play at first base, and Cimulli will get a base hit on that, I'm sure. That ball was rifled, a shot to the second baseman's right. Caniel went over. The ball bounced off his thigh. He did block it enough to get a hold of it in about three steps. Had no chance to make a play at first.
Third baseman.
So Cimulli, after striking out three times, gets a base hit, and that brings up Wayne Causey, the third baseman. Causey, one for two, as a double, takes the strike calls. Wayne batted 276 for the Kansas City Athletics last year. Left-handed batter, not much power. Although he doubled off the wall. He's a spray hitter. There's the ball on the ground to Ed Boucher. He makes the play at the shortstop, covering second, and there's no return on the throw. Mantilla making a fine catch of a throw that was a little offline, and that's out number one. Causey safe from the force play, fielder's choice.
Sullivan, catcher.
That brings up Haywood Sullivan. Big catcher, 0 for 3. He struck out twice and grounded out to the shortstop. Haywood was one of the prize pupils of Joe Gordon when Joe was the manager of the Kansas City Athletics. Joe also working hard on being a batting instructor right now for the Los Angeles Angels. Curveball outside, ball one. Sullivan last year hit .242 for Kansas City. Has good power, does not pull too much. The outfield playing straight away. There's a chance at a pickoff play. The throw down to first base is not in time as the curveball is outside. Wayne Causey at first base, not being held on by Ed Boucher. 12-7 game. The Mets lead it, bottom half of the seventh. Moorhead back to Sullivan with a curve. It's ball two. Down too low. Two balls and one strike.
Ralph against the winner checker. Time of Seymour's going by. That train's always on time.
The 4 o'clock, huh? Two balls, one strike, one out. Bob Moorhead with a pitch that's lined in the center field, but Hickman will move over. He does, makes the catch for out number two. We pause now for station identification.
This is WGY Schenectady, 810 on your radio dial.
Third pitcher for Kansas City, Dave Wickersham, a right-handed batter. Two outs to score 12-7. The New York Mets out in front. Runner at first base, and there's a bunt down the third base side, but Zimmer was in on it. He saw it all the way, comes up with the ball, makes the throw to first base, and they get their men. Heads up ball by Don Zimmer, and that retires the side in the inning for the Kansas City Athletics. No runs, one hit, no errors, one man left, and the score at the end of seven.
No runs, one hit.
The New York Mets, 12. The Kansas City Athletics, 7. Right, Bob Murphy, and Don Zimmer steps into the batter's box. What a day this fellow's had. He's single, he's doubled twice, he was on an error, he's driven in 4 runs. A great afternoon for Don Zimmer. Right-hand batter, and he's facing Dave Wickersham, who is the third hurler of the day out there for manager Hank Bauer's Kansas City Athletics. The top half of the 8th inning, as Wickersham has the sign. Winds and fires, and it's a call, strike 1. Bill Kinnaman of the American League calling balls and strikes behind the plate this afternoon. Paul Pryor of the National League at first, Joe Lincelotta of the American League at second, and Tom Gorman of the National League at third. That pitch is low and outside. It's ball 2 to Don Zimmer. He'll be followed by Jim Hickman. The New York Mets off to an early lead this afternoon. They have never been behind in this ball game. Here's the pitch. It's inside for a ball. The Mets scored 3 runs in the top half of the first inning. The Kansas City A's scored 2 in the bottom of the first to make it 3-2. But then the Mets had their big inning in the top of the third when they got 6 runs. Kansas City came right back in the bottom of the third and got 3. There's a pitch that's low. 3 balls and 1 strike to count to Zimmer. The Mets got another in the top of the fourth. The A's got 2 in the bottom of the fourth. And then the Mets got 2 more in the top of the sixth. And that's been all the scoring. That pitch is high, and Zimmer is on base for the 5th time today. Throwing a base on balls from Wickersham. And that brings up Jim Hickman. Jim Hickman flied to right, single to drive in 2 runs in the 3rd inning, struck out and fouled out to the first baseman. Jim Hickman, part of the speed outfield that manager Casey Stengel now has in the ballgame. The 3 outfielders he has in the ballgame right now can move. They can throw. A fine defensive unit that he has here to protect the lead going into the late innings. Dave Wickersham into the stretch. Zimmer leads. Here's the pitch to Hickman. It's a call strike. Hickman, Christopher, and DeMerritt are the outfielders in the ballgame in the lineup right now for manager Casey Stengel's Mets. Hickman started the ballgame and has been in there all the way. Christopher came in place of Frank Thomas. DeMerritt came in place of Gus Bell. Here's a ground ball to the shortstop. Dick Houser up with it, bobbles it, can't make a play. It ran up his sleeve. Both runners are safe. As Houser came over, it simply ran up his sleeve, and Hickman is on the bobble. Zimmer safe at second, Hickman safe at first, and catcher Hobie Lund is coming up. Left hand batter.
Lundgren. Catcher.
That is the 4th Kansas City error of this afternoon. It is 12-7. Perhaps you can hear the plane coming directly overhead. Has there been anything that hasn't been through here this afternoon? Now, with the plane having passed over, we're set to play once again as Dave Wickersham had taken time out. Now he's up on the rubber. Checks the runners. They're going. There's a foul ball. Off to that of Homie Landis. Out of play, and that'll bring him back. Zimmer and Hickman off and running on the pitch. They return to their bases.
Lindsay, one time I was flying down in Mexico, and they held up the game, and coming through the center field fence was one of those little push carts with 2 guys going up and down, one on each side, pumping it right through the ballpark. Maybe we'll see that again here today.
I tell you, I wouldn't be surprised at all. Don Zimmer at second. Jim Hickman at first. There is nobody out for the Mets, and Hobie Landreth up there. He is 1-for-4 this afternoon, and he drove in a run with a single in the 6th inning. And now, catcher Haywood Sullivan wants to go out and check a sign with Dave Wickersham. Do that in a hurry. He comes right back.
One strike count to Landreth on the foul ball. The Mets leading by a score of 12-7. Pitch is high and away and popped out of the glove up into the air, but Hayward Sullivan managed to corral it. No advance. 1-1 now. This is, of course, the most runs scored by the New York Mets in a baseball game. Previously, the high was 8 against the Chicago White Sox. They have 12 now against the Kansas City Athletics. Dave Wickersham checks and fires. And there's a drive going into center field, well up into the air. Tartable comes over, has it now, tagged up. Zimmer at second, digging for third. The throw across the diamond. Zimmer head first in there. Grabs onto the bag. Don Zimmer with that exciting on-your-chest slide into the bag, a la Pepper Martin, Yogi Berra, and a number of others. So he has tagged up and moved to third after the catch of the fly ball to center field. And it's going to be Bob Moorhead hitting for himself. His turn, and he's going to hit. Runners at first and third now. Hickman at first. Zimmer at third. Bob Moorhead is a right-hander all the way. It's been a sunny afternoon all the way here in West Palm Beach, Florida at Cunny Mac Field. Moorhead standing in and waiting as Dave Wickersham is revving up the baseball. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Bunts it, tips it off right into the big glove of Hayward Sullivan. So it simply goes to strike one as Moorhead trying to lay it down. Trying to bunt it down to first baseline. He brings Zimmer in from third and to move Hickman on up to second. 12-7 ball game. You never get too many. The pitch. There's a ground ball to shortstop. Hauser's over it. He goes to second for one. The relay on to first. And he got him. Double play. And that retires the side as Moorhead hits into a double play from Hauser to Lumpy to Seaburn. From 6-4-3 if you're scoring. And in the top half of the eighth inning, the New York Mets go out with no runs on no hits, one error, and one man left on base. And so at the end of 7 1/2 innings of play, the score is the New York Mets 12 and the Kansas City A's 7. This is Lindsey Nelson with Bob Murphy and Ralph Kiner here at County McPhee in West Palm Beach, Florida, as we're going to the bottom half of the eighth inning, and the Kansas City Athletics will have the head of the batting order up. Dick Hauser, the leadoff man. He's been up three times officially without a hit. He walked once and has scored one run in this afternoon's ball game, in which the Mets lead by a score of 12-7. On the mound, Bob Moorhead.
Hauser, shortstop.
We're on the infield defensively for the Mets, in case you've just joined us. Ed Boucher is the first baseman. Rod Keneal is the second baseman. Felix Mantilla at short and Don Zimmer at third. There's a ground ball to third. Zimmer has it, straightens up, throws to Boucher. He's out at first base. Hauser has grounded out. So there is one away, and that brings up center fielder Jose Tartable. He bunted safely for a single in the first inning, flied to right, singled with a line drive to right in the fourth, and was on an error in the sixth. So he's been on three times. He is 2-for-4 officially. Pitch is in there for a called strike one. Give it a little hop, skip, and jump. But it was a called strike. And the pitch is outside for a ball. We're at County Mac Field in West Palm Beach, Florida. And as Ralph kind of told you, one of County Mac's finest products is seated here this afternoon watching the ball game. Hall of Fame catcher Mickey Cochran, seated behind the plate here, and has been watching the ball game throughout. That pitch is inside. Ball two. It's 2-1. Cochran, of course, went on from the Athletics to manage the Detroit Tigers. Pitch is outside. 3-1 now. 3-1 with one man out. Pitch to Tartabull in there for a called strike. He was taking all the way. It's 3-2. As has been the case with a number of playing managers, one of the greatest attributes that manager Cochran had was the fact that he had a catcher named Cochran also. Here's a ground ball going to first baseman Ed Boucher. He feels it, makes the play to Moorhead covering. He's out at first base. Tartabull grounding out from Ed Boucher to Bob Moorhead, the pitcher covering. Two men out, and Jerry Lumpy's coming up. Lumpy is 4-for-4 today. He's had a big day. He hit a home run, a two-run homer in the first inning. He singled in the third. He singled a drive and a run in the fourth and singled in the sixth. 4-for-4, Jerry Lumpy. We're in the bottom half of the eighth inning. The Kansas City Athletics batting with two men out. Bob Moorhead into the windup and the pitch down. There's a fly ball going to center field. Hickman is digging in. Keneal is digging out. Hickman seems to have it lined up. He's underneath. He takes it on the run. Bob Moorhead gets the Kansas City Athletics out in order in the bottom half of the eighth inning with no runs on, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. And at the end of eight full innings of play, the score is the New York Mets 12 and the Kansas City A's 7. And this has been a free-swinging, free-hitting baseball game here this afternoon. Something of a change for the New York Mets, who have been used to playing them very close to the vest, and either barely losing them or eking out the victory. Either way you look at it, it's exciting baseball. And that's the kind you'll see at the Polo Grounds all season long as National League Baseball comes back to the city of New York on April 13th, with the Pittsburgh Pirates coming in for a single game on Friday, April 13th. Another single game on Saturday, the 14th, and a big doubleheader at the Polo Grounds on the 15th. Felix Mantilla is at the plate now for the New York Mets. He's been on base four times this afternoon. And there's a drive going deep to left center field. Could be an in-betweener, and it's got to be just that. Mantilla turns first, takes for second. Manny Jimenez runs it down, whips it in, and Mantilla turns second, holds up right there. Felix Mantilla with a well-hit ball in between. Left field to Manny Jimenez and center field to Jose Tartabull. It went all the way to the scoreboard. So it is two base hits this afternoon for Felix Mantilla, who is making a bid to reclaim the shortstop position on this Mets team. And Rod Keneal is coming up, the second baseman. Keneal had a double in the third inning. He has scored two runs. He was on an error in the first inning.
Keneal
forced Mantilla in the fifth. He's been on base three times. Nobody out as Mantilla was the first man up for the Mets in the top of the ninth. The pitch to Keneal is in there for a called strike one. Dave Wickersham, the Kansas City pitching. Herb Mulford is now throwing in the bullpen for the New York Mets. Herb Mulford. Pitch is low and it's ball one. One ball and one strike. Red Crest, the coach at first base, talking back and forth with a few of the fans there. We noticed a moment ago when Gino Cimoli beat out a base hit, there's quite a Cimoli fan club here in West Palm Beach. There's usually a Cimoli fan club, wherever. And he's been around. One ball and one strike to count to Rod Keneal. Has a foul ball coming out of play. Two strike count, one ball and two strikes. Directly after this ball game, the New York Mets will be moving on into Miami, Florida, where they'll be based for three ball games coming up against the Washington Senators, the Baltimore Orioles, and the New York Yankees. Keneal swinging the bat as Wickersham checks Mantilla at second. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. So he struck him out. One man out. Mantilla still at second. And that will bring up John Demerit. John Demerit came in to run for Gus Bell after Bell walked in the seventh inning. So this is Demerit's first time up.
29, Johnny Demerit. Right fielder.
And there it with the open stance, up there and waiting. Here's a pitch, and there's a ground ball to third, taken down there by Carzee. He throws over to first in time. Now Mantilla's going to third. The throw back to third. He's safe at third base. So John DeMeritt is grounded out, 5-3 if you're scoring from Wayne Carzee to Norm Seaborn. And Felix Mantilla waited until the throw started to cross and then advanced to third on the play. So there are two men out. Mantilla's at third, and Joe Christopher is coming up. Christopher ran for Frank Thomas after Thomas single in the seventh inning. Lots of speed.
Number 23, Joe Christopher, left fielder.
Top half of the ninth inning. The New York Mets had Batten leading in the ballgame by a score of 12-7. Dave Wickersham with the pitch. Called strike to Joe Christopher. And the Pittsburgh Pirates are making their stretch drive to win the pennant in 1960. And then, of course, they went on to defeat the New York Yankees in the World Series. Joe Christopher played a very important part in that stretch drive, figuring in several important victories of the Pirates in the days when they were hanging in there. Pitch is low. It's 1-1. Matter of fact, that year the Pirates had Gino Cimoli and Joe Christopher as their extra outfielders. Wickersham rubbing the ball up, taking a moment here. No particular hurry. Felix Mantilla is on at third. There are two men out, and the count is one ball and one strike to Joe Christopher. It's a call strike, 1-2. As we have noted, the Kansas City Athletics next year will be training in North Miami, Florida. They have signed a 10-year contract to train there, and rumor has it, of course, that Lou Perini is going to move his Milwaukee Braves into here, West Palm Beach, since he has a housing development nearby. That has been the persistent rumor even before the announcement that the Athletics were going to train at North Miami. Now, Howie Nunn is throwing in the bullpen also for the New York Mets, along with Mofert. There's a pitch outside to Christopher. It's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Official paid attendance here this afternoon, 1,843, turning out on a sunny afternoon to see the New York Mets and the Kansas City Athletics. Right-hander Dave Wickersham for Kansas City starts his windup. Pumps twice. Now he is set. That's a little number down to the third baseline. Fielded by Wickersham in a bare hand. Throws over to first base. Not in time. The run is scored by Mantilla as Christopher saved at first base, beating it out for a base hit. Dave Wickersham came over barehanded. It had to get set to throw, and it came up in one big hop, but Christopher was across the bag at first. He gets a single and a run batted in. Little number down the third baseline.
Boucher, first baseman.
So Mantilla has scored for the 13th run of the New York Mets, and they lead 13-7, and Ed Boucher is up there with two men out and a runner at first. Wickersham checks. There's a ground ball going through the hole into right field for a base hit. Christopher turns second, digs for third. Cimoli fires the ball across, and Christopher's faithfully into third base as Dick Houser, the shortstop, cut it off. So that is a single to right for Ed Boucher. And brings up Don Zimmer, who has been on base five times today. Single, double, double, on an error, and walked. A big day for Don Zimmer. Their run is at first and third now, with two men out. The Mets leading 13-7 over the Kansas City Athletics.
Zimmer, third baseman.
Charles Wickersham, the right-hander, has the sign now. Checks the runners, pitches inside to Zimmer, and now it's Boucher on a delayed steal. He's got in a rundown between first and second. Christopher has crossed the plate, And now Boucher is tagged out. The run does count very definitely since Christopher crossed the plate before Boucher was tagged out. As the throw went through on the delay, they got the run across, trying a few maneuvers here. Very late, and so in the top half of the ninth inning, the New York Mets got two runs on three hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. And so at the end of 8 1/2 innings of play, the score is the New York Mets 14 and the Kansas City Athletics 7. We'll be going now to the bottom half of the ninth inning. Cleanup man Norm Siebert is up to lead off for the Kansas City Athletics. Bob Moorhead, the pitcher, on the mound for the New York Mets. Winds and fires, and the pitch is outside to Seaburn. Seaburn walks, single, and forced out, so he's been on base four times. Two for three officially, and the walk. Low and inside. It's ball two to Norm Seaburn. He'll be followed by Manny Jimenez and Gino Cermoli. Moorhead's pitch, down low. Ball three, it's 3-0. Herb Mulford and Howie Nunn throwing in the bullpen for the New York Mets. Trying this afternoon to even up their Grapefruit League record. It's in there for a called strike. It's 3-1, the automatic strike right down the pike to Norm Seaburn. That's a ground ball going to the right side, fielded by Boucher. He's got to play it to Moorhead, covering, and he's out at first base. So Seaburn goes out 3-1 if you're scoring from Ed Boucher to the pitcher Bob Moorhead covering. That'll bring up Manny Jimenez. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll be at Pompano Beach to bring you the New York Mets and the Washington Senators. They're managed by Mickey Vernon. They have ball players like Jim Pearsall and Gene Woodling. So we'll have an exciting afternoon for you tomorrow. The Mets and the Washington Senators. And then on Monday, we're bringing the Mets and the Baltimore Orioles. And on Tuesday, the Mets and the New York Yankees. Here's the pitch to Jimenez. There's nobody on and one man out. Against the speed of the left-hand batter, Don Zimmer at third, in on the edge of the grass. And there's a ground ball to the shortstop deep. Mantilla has it. Sidearms it to first to Boucher. He's out. So Manny Jimenez hits the ball hard, but directly at Felix Mantilla. Sidearms it over to Ed Boucher at first here. Two men out. Gino Cermoli is coming up. Right now, the New York Mets are one put out away from having even their Grapefruit League record at 500, seven wins and seven losses. Bob Moorhead brings it inside for ball one to Gino Cermoli. The New York Mets lead here by a score of 14-7 over the Kansas City Athletics. And we're in the bottom half of the ninth inning. As a fly ball going to right field. It is sending John Demerit back. He's near the wall. Demerit takes it over his shoulder for the out. That ends the ball game as Cermoli flies out deep to John Demerit near the wall and right. And so in the bottom half of the ninth inning, Bob Moorhead has managed to get the Kansas City Athletics out of there in order with no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We'll have the summary in just a moment. Right now, the final score, the New York Mets 14 and the Kansas City A's 7.